Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Area code 716, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. Hello? Let's put him back on the mute, and let's go to another caller. Okay, this is another. This is crazy because now it says 716 is actually in the 716 is actually twice in the queue. That's crazy. Okay, area code 716, was you wanting to be on the air with us and get a couple questions answered? Hello? Hello? I can hear you. I think the mute is off. Hello? Hello? Well, I'll sit there and look at the situation again and say, okay, no problem, man, no problem. All right, guys, it's now 2 hours and 22 seconds. In fact, yeah, no, 2 hours and 22 minutes and 34 seconds, sorry. If you all want to get a reading, please give us a call. 646-721-9031. We were actually going over some other things too. We're talking about some insights to the situation that I call generation. It's called generation. I got to kind of slip my mind for a minute. Generation. Oh, shoot. What's it called? Justification. Generation justification means people using their generation to justify their actions, as in making excuses for what they do by saying, my generation does this, my generation does that, when it's just the idea to justify one's actions to cover up what they're actually really doing to get away with stuff. And if you've ever been experienced that, well, the younger generation will sit there and say, they look at you and go, well, the reason I'm messing around with three guys at the same time is because our generation does that. Or the one I caught was the idea of culture differences, like a person I knew in England who sat there and said, well, in England, what we do is we entertain and we do all kinds of certain things, which is the idea of fooling around. But they were using that as a justification to get away with it. And I thought that was interesting in itself, of watching people do those kind of things when actually all they're doing is lying, but using their generation, their culture to get away with it. Basically, the ones I've seen is the idea of justifying, basically committing crimes against one another, messing around with other people, and using those as justification. So it's kind of interesting. So if you ever dealt with that before, and you want to, as you come on, get some questions answered, it'd be great if you could give us your input on that whole thing. Plus, tonight is Saturday night. On Saturday, for the fifth caller. If you are the fifth caller, you will win a 45-minute reading. So if I was you, I would just get the, if you're listening right now, give a call in here and get a chance to win that 45-minute reading. We had one last week. And it was a very insightful reading because it actually turned into 45, went from 75 minutes, which was no big deal. It was a pleasure to do the reading and that kind of stuff. But also looking forward to working with that person more in the future because I feel like there were some things that really need to be taken care of. So think about that. Have you had someone do that to you? We're talking about the spiritual stuff too, and we're really truly loving oneself. And I feel like when those situations are justifying or justification of lying, it is interesting to watch people who also walk the spiritual lifestyle, they say, who do those kind of things. It's kind of crazy. So let's go to a caller. And I'm not sure about this because this one here is Karen in the Desert, 5. Did you want to get on the air and answer it, get a couple questions answered?
Hi there, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Let's see. I have a question about my significant other. How's this going? I think our vibrational rates are somewhat changing, and I'm just wondering if, there's going to be, just what do you see there?
I take it. Is your name Cancer? I'm Cancer. Karen.
Yes, Karen.
Your significant other? What is his name?
Boyd.
Boyd?
Mm-hmm.
And where are you guys calling from?
Four Corners area.
Four Corners.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a very long day. Four Corners, exactly where that, where is that?
The Four Corners of Utah, Colorado, Nevada, and Arizona.
All right. Karen, have you called us before?
Yes, we've talked before.
You were the one that called in before about, wasn't it about the caverns?
Yeah.
Okay. And so the idea with your significant other, you're just, you do get the impression that the vibration between the two has changed a little bit, where I feel like he's a little more centered upon himself. I'm trying to focus now on what that means. Let's see. I'm not really picking up on exactly what it is. I just feel it. I just see it as challenging. But getting past the whole situation. Have you, okay, in the process, I would sit there and say that you haven't really talked to him about this, have you?
No, there's really nothing to talk about. I'm just wondering if there's a change coming up.
Well, it says a challenging beginning. Seeing the truth of the situation. I don't see that as being a bad truth. I just see it as just a realization of a person just going over some things with his own self and actually coming on the other side, because I get the Ace of Wands. So I definitely see, it's like this. It talks about brilliant new ideals, inspirations. Then the second card was talking about exciting new opportunities, career advancement, and a lot of changes. But it also shows things progressing. So it's showing the changes that something should be happening anyway. It's just a part of what's going on between the two of you. Let's see. It just shows a temporary pause in action. Unnecessary worry. Just let it play itself out. It'll soon come to light what that's all about. I think that's the reason I'm not picking up on it, because it's something that you need to live and experience and actually deal with it as it opens up to you. Because it shows a complex decision, but I also see that as a need for research would actually help that whole thing. Almost like the idea of him wanting to sit down and talk about new ideals and stuff like that, and it's saying stop procrastinating, which is on his part. But it says that it's like you're looking at the situation, in some sense, the word expecting the worst. And they're saying, don't let that lead into sleepless nights. Because it's like, it's almost like a false sense of entrapment. So it shows the focus on power, creativity. It shows the recognition of very high quality work. Let's see.
That's interesting. I had a job change that was a career advancement and recognition of my talents and gifts.
Yeah, because it also shows new career opportunities. It also shows gifts of money, time, and effort. It says skilled work rewarded. Also, the idea of going into learning all there is to know about everything you're going through right now, to actually make sure you know everything. Open your heart and mind to those around you. It shows trustworthy and heartfelt advice. It also shows the situation of doing charity work, too.
No, that's my job, so, yeah.
Right, so this is a card that comes up like this, the ego. Archangel Jophiel, which just talks about the false sense of entrapment, being overly focused on material things, negative or fear-based thoughts. So it's like, I get the idea of worrying on his part, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up on with him is, worrying that these changes will, kind of a self-predicting, prophecy of,
Yes, I know. That's why I was that one card I saw, too, was like talking about don't get caught up in the whole thing, because it will be self-fulfilling prophecy, the idea of worrying. Focuses on the lack of and the negative, and it will manifest itself. But then the top cards were talking about ego and the Magician and Chariot. So, you know, when you look at those situations, whatever's going on, it says you're ready. You have the resources and the ability to manifest them just the way you want them to. Life is magical. And it's the idea of seeing that whole thing again. And then it talks about Chariot, the Chariot, which shows an important achievement, self-discipline and willpower, which is the idea of getting the handle on this, and public recognition. So there's a lot of recognition going on.
Yeah.
And then there's an inflow of abundance, a promising business venture, and there's also something about important documents and contracts.
Cool.
And then we have this thing here where it says your wishes come true, concerns fade away, and the love of life. And then your final card was the Hermit, where it shows spend time in quiet meditation, spiritual teaching, and self-discovery.
Check, check, check.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
These are just a lot of things where you look at the situation, like you said before, there's nothing really to talk about. So therefore, it's just a lot of confirmation on the surface.
Right.
Which is reflecting when you look in the situation where you can tap into those things under the surface.
I'm still not sure what that means toward the relation. I mean, a lot of that relates to what's going on around us.
Uh-huh.
You know, influences, environment, money, et cetera. But, you know, the survival of the relationship, I'm not hearing, all I'm hearing is just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah, because, see, the one thing about most people have to understand is the idea of using the word survival. It's the idea of taking, you know, the process of actually working on spirituality and self-discovery is realize when you put yourself in a survival mode, you're actually not really tapping into your full potential. You're just floating along. So when it shows, and you know, I get the impression too that a lot of these things can, you can look at business and career and that kind of stuff, but still, their green cards is the Ace of Pentacles and the Three of Pentacles and all these other things, which talks about money, but it also shows the idea of abundance and prosperity, which has to do with the relationship as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have a tendency to not realize, I've actually done this when I was sitting there talking and focusing on manifestation, to realize that what really generates a lot of success in manifestation is the idea of love. And the idea of all these things that are happening to also go deep within yourself to show you what kind of foundation that you do have with each other, which also emphasizes and also intensifies your manifestations that you create within your own lives. It's almost like I told someone before, it's like two people come together in a relationship. And the idea of the fantasy says, you know, our dreams will come true. Well, actually, that's what will happen. Because it shows couples have a higher rate of manifestation, success-wise, successfully manifestations, than single people do on a spiritual level. So, you know, when you sit and look at the situation, the realizations on all levels, it shows the ideal of what kind of relationship that you have, that all these great things that are happening because of the two of you being together.
Okay, I appreciate that.
That makes sense, don't it?
Yeah, it does.
Sometimes with the situation getting caught up in life, we don't see the greatness of our relationships. That's what I was saying before, and that's the one who was talking about focusing too much on materialistic stuff, when it's the idea of realizing what's causing those manifestations and all those miracles and blessings in your life is because of the love between the two of you. I feel a little really drained today, energy-wise. But you have a lot of blues and a lot of purples, and there are some green here, and I would sit there and like to see more green in the reading itself, because that's a strong foundation and grounding. So, you know, when you look at the situation, that's the one thing I would definitely focus on, and doing meditations and grounding more, because there was actually a part in here where it talks about spending time in quiet meditation, spiritual teaching, and discovery, you know, self-discovery. Everybody needs that on an individual basis as much as being in a relationship and working together.
Yeah, and I'm definitely, that's where my focus is right now, is on meditation. So,
and the more you work on you and dealing with all the situations within yourself, also really realistically helps him to also do the same for himself. The more we be ourselves, the more they be themselves. Allowing that, shoot, it's kind of like looking at people going, stress. What is stress? Oh, it's craziness, my job. No, it's not. It's self-inflicted. You're causing this stress because of your worry and the lack of faith that you have in what you've already created. So it's the idea of standing your ground and not giving up on the whole thing because it's going to go to another level. You definitely get this relationship going to another level too.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
I'm sorry if I paused for a minute. I was just getting some water.
No, that's fine. I think that's great. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
For a while.
I really appreciate you calling in. And, you know, I was wanting to talk to you more about this cavern things with April getting back with you, but she was like, I don't know if you guys have even talked. Huh?
No, we haven't. And I don't have her contact information. So
if you want to contact her, I can give you the information. But right now she's planning on coming out here. She's in North Carolina. She's planning on moving out here in the next 3 days.
Oh, okay.
Well, so there's a lot of things going on. So if you want to, if you want the information and you just want to touch base with her, I'd be glad to give it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've got your number so we can talk about that. I just have been very busy with this transition. So.
No problem. Cause I like to sit down and like really get this thing going with working with her too. Cause I'm kind of fascinated with the situation.
Okay. That's not me, by the way.
I'm sitting here. I was just gonna say hello to you too. You know, so you're too young to get a reading just yet, but contact me in a couple years, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. All right. Have a good night.
All right,
thank you. Bye bye. All right, just see here. I was looking over some things and trying to figure out where to put it. That was something that was very intense. Let's try to do that again. What do you say? Let's go over here, and I'm looking at the callers. Oh, shoot. Think. All right. Let's go to area code 159. I'm waiting for the spinning. There we go. Area code 519. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Karen. I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Your name's Karen too, huh?
Yeah, it must be a D for Karen.
Must be. Huh? So where are you calling from? 519, where is it?
That's Canada.
Canada.
Yeah.
So how can we help you today?
Well, I just noticed I've been on the spiritual path, and I listen to a lot of teleseminars and really trying to learn, you know, all these little wonderful bits of wisdom. And I keep hearing all these people experiencing all these, you know, amazing things of energy, you know, and I feel like I just kind of sit there and go, why am I not feeling this? How come I'm not experiencing anything? And I wondered if, could I possibly have a block, or am I just maybe being impatient, or it's just, I want it so bad.
Well, the first thing, the situation is that's all it's all about. Sometimes I was like with my girlfriend, like we talk about things all the time where when she tries too hard, and then it has a tendency to create blocks and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, what's going on? There's nothing going on. It's just the idea of letting go and just allowing it to happen. And then when you least expect it, then you get those movements. Because I was in the same situation too, where I was sitting here focusing on something and people talking about, oh, I feel energy in this crystal, or I feel this. I don't feel that. And I just really, it's like using crystals and that kind of stuff where I don't feel the intensity like they do. But then again, I could also be in a situation where I'm on a different level, where I'm actually connecting with the crystals more than they are, in some sense of the word, that I'm actually a part of the energy itself. It's like if you're in a situation and you're very happy and you're also surrounded by very happy people, you won't feel the energy of happiness because you're a part of it. And a lot of people have that misconception, think, okay, everybody's happy, how come I can't feel the energy? Because you're happy too and you're a part of it. So it makes a big difference with the situation. And sometimes it's best to go into meditation to actually focus on working with your angels and say, okay, I do this a lot too, where I focus and say, you know, I want to feel it. I want to feel you. I want to know what's going on. And working with them solely so you can actually have that kind of situation. Like Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael, and kind of connecting with those situations. And I was looking for my journal. I got too many. If that's possible. Where is it at? Okay, well, what it is, I have three journals with the same cover.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, so I was trying to figure out. And every time I sit here and look for something very intensely, I always find it right into my nose.
Because we try too hard.
Yeah, so I guess that's definitely a demonstration, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just had this thing, too. Because I was going over those things myself before we... Because I was doing a reading and stuff like that, and I got so caught up in everything, I forgot I even had a show.
Oh, no.
So I was sitting here looking at these things and going, okay, that's not it either. All right, I found it. Now, there was a situation where it's a way to connect with the idea of strange and wonderful things happening.
Mm-hmm.
And working with the angels and situations like that where I wake up the next morning and have a nice realization.
Mm.
And what's all going on, what's coming down. And, you know, it's the idea of saying, you know, like changing things. Like, I'm so happy. And now I have a wonderful, happy, joyful, romantic, spiritual soulmate flame relationship with April Austin, which is my girlfriend.
Aww.
And then you go kind of tense with that. But I always sit here and say, this or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. So be it, so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Which you can look at that whole phrase of things of connecting with your angels because you want to feel the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it might, I think once you feel the energy, you'll realize how much you are really a part of it. I actually have that in here, too. I'm trying to figure out what I did with it because I write so much in my journals. Some days I just sit there and I write down something in there going, okay, God is awesome. And then from that point on, I write about 10 pages of stuff. So I have a tendency to really go through my journals very quickly because I just keep writing and writing and writing. And there was actually one in here that I've written a couple of things where it just, the idea of, here we go. I think I'm going to go crazy. Now I'm looking for the other book just to get some clarification. I have lots of books, too.
I surround myself with books.
Yes.
I haven't got a chance to read them all yet, but it's almost like I have this insatiable need to collect and surround myself with these amazing books, and it's almost like I feel their energy before I read them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my friends get kind of crazy, too, because I read books, and then I'll stop reading them. They go, "What? Aren't you going to finish it?" I said, "I did."
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Aren't you going to read that one? I have, and I will.
That's the whole thing. And then they'll come to my house and see that I'm actually reading 10 books at the same time. And they're going, okay, what's up with that? Do I have to explain myself every time I turn around? No, I don't. Why are you so curious about the whole situation? Maybe you should be looking at it yourself and asking yourself, you're seeing me doing something. I think it's a reflection. You should be doing the exact same thing, too, with your life. So therefore, instead of asking me, ask yourself, why are you asking the question? Does it have some kind of bearing on what you should be doing with your life right at this moment?
Ooh, that's powerful.
Let's see. That's interesting. The book is called Healing with the Angels.
Mm.
There it is. It was under my shirt. Okay, in the back part here, it's got affirmations, okay? The affirmations go like this, a way of connecting with the angels. Okay, in the back of the book it says, these are angel affirmations. It says, I am now surrounded by angels. The angels shine the love of God upon me and through me. I accept this love from God and the angels. I deserve love. I deserve happiness. I deserve health. I deserve health from heaven, and I accept it now. I call upon God and the angels to help and guide me. I listen to my inner voice and guide feelings. My inner voice and feelings is guidance from God and the angels. This guidance is everything I need. I follow my guidance in full faith. I know that God and the angels love me and are guiding me right now. I accept the angels' love. I accept love. I love. I am love. I am loving.
I love it.
And I am very loved. Everyone loves me. I love everyone. I forgive everyone. I forgive myself. So you're out there saying, oh, people don't love me. Then try using the affirmations that say, that's not true. I forgive everyone. I forgive myself. I send God's love to everyone I meet. I guard my thoughts carefully and only allow positive and loving thoughts to come through. There is an abundance of love in the world. There is enough for everyone. There is plenty to go around. I have an abundance of everything. I attract wonderful, loving people into my life. My angels and I enjoy new opportunities to give service to the world. I am rewarded constantly. My life is harmonious and peaceful. I am peaceful. I am radiant. I am joyful. Now, you sit there and look at those. There's also a thing here. People have a tendency to hang on to stuff. And actually, in this one part of the book, it talks about a little, it's like an affirmation to let go of everything, depending on what it is. Because sometimes things have a tendency to follow us through lifetime, where we just don't get it. So therefore, when things are presented to us in this lifetime, that we can finally let go of those things, I think we should take heed and really, okay, that's happening for a reason, and allow it to happen. Let's see, where is it at? Because it's like it focuses on three parts of our lives that we never think about. And the idea of finding these things, here it is. It's simply like this. It says, I sever all vows of poverty I may have made in any lifetime, and I ask that all the effects of those vows be undone in all directions of time. There's another one here that says, I hereby sever all the vows of suffering I may have made in any lifetime, and I ask that all effects of those vows be undone in all directions of time. This says you're having problems with sexual intimacy and something like that. Maybe you, in a past life, you made a vow of celibacy. It even says that, I hereby sever all vows of celibacy I may have made in any lifetime, and I ask that all effects of those vows be undone in all directions of time. So it's like looking at all those things you're looking at, what is the barrier that's keeping you from actually feeling what's going on? But then again, I always say, take a look at the situation and ask yourself if you're not a part of it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get the impression you're on the threshold. You're really on the threshold of a lot of experiences. But the idea also, focusing on why it's not happening, could also take your attention away from when it does happen, you might miss it.
Oh, that makes total sense.
Yeah,
right?
So keep doing the work, keep allowing yourself to go in the directions to just intensify the situation and what's going on.
Okay. That's fantastic. That's really helpful. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. You know, it's one of those situations, if you ever want to sit down and work with somebody, I'd be glad to sit down and work. I love doing this kind of work, especially when it comes to the idea of experiencing and the transformation and that kind of stuff. Because I know when I was doing this, I remember a couple of days where I would sit there and go read the books and do everything to the letter and then say, okay, why is not, you know, like there's certain things not happening. Why is that not happening? And then start throwing books. I've done the work. I've done this. I'm talking to the angels, and people probably look at me at that time going, he's nuts. But it was just the idea of frustration, not realizing that was a releasement. And after that releasement, I saw a very quick progression.
So just relax, basically.
Yeah, because you also have to watch out, because they call this thing the boomerang effect. What you put out, you will get back. So if you get angry and you just throw things out there, it's going to come back. you could also neutralize it by just letting go, being very, very positive. So when that comes back, it's just not such a hard hit, just put it that way.
Yeah.
And you can see why, and then you vow to that point to not let yourself do it again.
Yeah. I tend to be making a lot of vows lately.
Right.
Yeah, well, that was incredible. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you
Amazing
for calling.
Wisdom. And I will be in touch. That's awesome. Namaste.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling, and I'd love to. It'd be great to hear from you. Okay.
You too, and best of luck to you in April.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's just keep moving down the line, and also notice that someone has showed up, which. They were down at the bottom, so I didn't catch the number at first. So I'm going to go. Hello, Dee. How are you?
I'm fine. I called in earlier, and you weren't there.
Yeah, I was in the midst of doing a reading for somebody else and trying to finish it up as possible as I could. And then you started noticing there was music being played. I was playing the music, hoping we'd get to the end of the reading. finally, we did. So
when I called in, all I heard was the first time I called in, all I heard was that usual music when you're waiting for the show to start.
Yeah.
So I said, forget that. And then later on, I called in and said I was in the host queue, and I hear That was what I heard. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
So I just waited a bit.
No problem. Let's take another caller real quick. Let's push that button again. All right. Area code 631. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. And your name is, and where are you calling from?
Sue, Long Island.
You're what?
Sue from Long Island.
Sue from Long Island. And how are, so, what was I going to say? So how are you, and how can we help you tonight?
I'm doing good. I just want to see what you see for, I guess, love life for a long-term relationship.
So how's things going around you right now?
I'm going on a date tomorrow.
Probably would sit there and look at the situation of a little bit of stress and...
not at all. I'm going with the flow.
Okay. Let's just, I always say, take a look at it again. And I'm just saying, I look at the situation. When I say procrastination, it's just the ideal that sometimes we have a tendency to think about it too much before we actually get into it. So just ask yourself. But with the situation, with this date and stuff, I would have to say when I look at the situation itself, let's see. It could be a date, the first date of many, but the long-term thing, I'm kind of iffy on the situation because of the guy's emotional maturity.
What do you mean?
Just that, his maturity about emotions. I get the impression he has a tendency to talk about it. Okay, what happened? Y'all still there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What, yeah. What does he talk about?
Donnie was saying he thought the guy was a little bit emotionally immature.
Oh, what, does he talk about it too much or something you were saying?
No, it was the ideal of talking. When I say talk about too much about it, I mean he has a lot of expectations, but he might have a little bit of problems with following through with it, with smoothness.
Oh, all right.
When you look at the situation as a challenging beginning, where you might even question the idea going, I don't know if I want to deal with this dude. Which,
why
you know,
would I...
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, why would I think that? Just the impression he gives me?
It's the ideal, like, for example, you ask a person a question, how do you feel? And you're like, I don't know if I want to deal with this again. Can't people figure out?
It sounds indecisive.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
That's not his impression. I don't know. I can't tell yet.
You
well,
can't
do you
tell
see you? Any more dates with anybody else or with him? Or
what I would do with the situation right now is deal with him. And I feel like the first thing I picked up with the situation was it came off as a date, the first date of many, but it doesn't really emphasize on if he's the one. It just
right.
shows dates.
Well, I do want a date. I would date him, others, just to get out there and date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't come to me for relationship counseling. I'll tell you, dating is like, not this, it's not this, it's nothing, it doesn't solve anything. It's just a way of just going on having fun. It's like, I was looking at people, you know, Adam and Eve never dated, you know, and we have this thing about getting to know each other. You know, realistically, when you get into a relationship, it's the idea of making a decision. Is this person I want to commit myself because it's going to be a lifetime of getting to know each other? It doesn't happen.
I know, it doesn't work. Today.
Yeah, it doesn't happen a year and a half. It doesn't happen in 6 months. I mean, some people come to those conclusions in 2 weeks and end up being together for 50 years. So there, you know, I always say every relationship is like pregnancy. They're all different.
Yeah.
And the books are good, but the books are outlines. They don't really. They're
not. I
don't
even know if this is going to be a relationship. I'm just going on a date.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's also the one thing to keep in your mind open with a situation. You know. Everybody said this I've heard this from everybody. They found the most perfect relationship when they wasn't really looking for one.
No, I'm not looking. I went out and my friend introduced me to him and we all hung out for the night, all of us. And then he asked for my number a week later.
He asked for a number for a week later, huh?
Yeah.
What I get from you is you're basically just looking to go out, have a good time, and if something happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't, and you're okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, I would like it too, but it has to be the right person.
Right.
And how are you going to determine what the right person is?
I say go out and enjoy it and see where it leads. If it doesn't lead anywhere, then it doesn't, then you somebody else comes along and you start all over again.
Yeah.
I'm just asking the question, do you have an outline of what that means of the right person?
Well, as we get along and they have the same qualities and values and like to do the same things as I do, and I'm looking for a relationship.
Okay, that's the surface stuff. But the ideal intensity of a relationship has to do with essence and the energy, the love part, which can happen very quickly. And I've always said that love is always there. It's just the ideal of how you can actually work with each other, let that resistance down to find out what kind of intensity that is. It's amazing the guy waited a week before he asked for a phone number. So, I mean, that to me would give me an indication of a procrastinator. So I'm just saying.
It was like he thought that my friend liked him and he wanted to hurt her feelings. And then he went on a blind date on Sunday. So I said, oh, and he said it went well. But he goes, oh, you're not going to marry the first person you meet. So I'd like to go on a date with you, too. I'm like, oh, brother.
Yeah, but see, we've already come past the idea of the first person we ever met, which was like in high school. So
yeah.
We need to get past those expectations real quickly and get back to the present. And
yeah.
So, okay, you know, that to me just sounds like a lot of excuses. And when he should just say, you know something, I had cold feet and I just didn't know how to ask you for your phone number. Instead of coming with all these excuses, because realistically, that's all they were.
Yeah, I know.
I wish more people would read that book by Dr. Wayne Dreyer called Excuses Be Gone to help people understand that excuses are only things we come up with to keep us from where we really want to be at or what we really want to do.
I like someone, but they're too young, and so I'm just friends with them and moving on.
What does that mean, too young?
Well, he said it too. It's not a relationship, so.
Yeah, but it's excuses. What's actually going on between the two people? Forget the surface stuff and say, okay, we're too young. What does that mean? Always remember one thing. When it comes to age, age is nothing but an excuse to see things to keep from seeing things from what they are, because age is determined by humans. No other determination. I mean, look in the Bible. If you're sitting there having a great time, and you're in the Middle East, and you're like, this person is 900 years old.
Well,
I'm only 100.
To have kids or family and, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So we're looking at the ideal or expectations of what we want and looking at the situation of a relationship where we really can't obtain those things because of his age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How old is he, if I may ask?
34.
And how old are you?
51.
Okay. Of course, it's perception, so we won't sit here. We're not going to step on the perception toes. I'm just saying, with the ideal of kids and that kind of stuff, families are obtained and created in all kinds of ways these days. And really,
well, I don't think he doesn't think of me that way. So I'm just letting that go.
If he used the term he's too young, it's an excuse to cover up that maybe he actually does. Because he's not that young. He's 36.
No, 30.
Well, he's in his 30s. Let's put it that way, okay? Unless he was born in 36. But I'm just saying with the situation, I would just let down the resistance to see what was really there. But you do, I would sit there and say for a fact that what I pick up with you and the idea of a relationship, that kind of stuff, we're talking 6 months down the road.
For me?
And I, yes.
With,
no,
with,
when I'm doing reading for people, first
with
of all,
a
the
new
guys,
person?
The other people and that kind of stuff in your life, what's going on with their lives, I don't go with that way. I focus entirely on you.
You're saying I'm going to meet somebody entirely new and date somebody in 6 months?
Actually, what I see is meeting somebody in 6 months and having a very intense relationship. When I focus on relationships, that to me is not dating. That's actually being together.
Oh, well, that's good. So it doesn't
happen
like till November or so, December.
Oh, yeah, Merry Christmas.
Excuse me.
No,
I know,
problem.
Just me with the younger ones, there's just chemistry there. But I guess that's all it is.
Well, it must not be, you know, you look at the situation going, okay, maybe chemistry, maybe not. But then again, if there's something really going to go on there, I guess that was what I, that's why I was sitting there looking at the situation of letting down resistance. Just let down resistance and go, okay, what do you feel? Because a lot of times when people let down the resistance, the attraction pulls them together anyway. It's the resistance.
No, we're attracted to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just that.
And I would sit there and open myself up to open receive what's going to be happening in November. And in the process, the dating is good, but also continue to get to know who you are eternally and deeply. So therefore, when this relationship happens in the fall, that you have nothing that's going to be within yourself to cause any barriers to keep this thing from going forward like it's supposed to.
Can I ask one more quick question?
You can ask it slowly if you like.
Oh. With my son, do you see him spending more time with me or coming back to live with me or anything?
Yes and yes.
Do you know when and when?
When and when?
Actually, I get the impression there's a lot of things of closeness that happens around September and October. You're going to have some touch and goes here in the next 3 months, but it just seems like intensity I see around September and October of having those that kind of relationship again.
Well, he likes the school he's living at, so I don't know if I want to. It's a hard situation, but he has more friends where, and he lights up when he's with me. And he's, I don't know, his dad's weird.
Well, like it's another situation. Just go with the flow, and you'll see why.
I will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, everything's gonna be revealed. That's a death.
That's so weird you said that, because my son and I just went to a counselor today, and she says, "Wait, Suzanne, things are gonna unfold."
Hmm.
But I didn't know what she meant by that.
Well, you're gonna find out.
Great.
So it's just the idea, you know. Take off the expectations. A lot of times that's the biggest thing I've seen, too, with relationships of any kind. People always put a lot of expectations on it instead of allowing people to actually be who they are. As they said, let things unfold naturally. Take away our control issues. Our control issues is really based on fear, because we're scared that what's happened in the past is going to recreate itself again, not realizing that if that's what we're focusing on, there's a really good chance it's going to happen. So we need to let
and you're right with the guy that I'm going to go on a date with. I think he's just too, like, la, 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 la. You know, like, I get that impression already.
He talks too much.
Yeah.
He's like a politician. He can sit there and talk for 2 hours and never say nothing.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. That's the way that we were sitting there, me and my two friends. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, like, what's he talking about? I have no clue, but he's just going about a minute.
Yeah, oh my God, you're good, you're right. I'm sitting there and I'm going, I guess he just flattered that he asked me on a date, but I'm like, I'll go, but I don't know where it's going.
Yeah, if you really sit there and look at the situation of a person, if he would just shut up, his personality and who he really is would actually be good for him, you know, like that's who he is. But this talking is like trying to impress everybody. It just irritates the hell out of everybody.
Yeah, it does. And then just like the person that I like, I just text him and I said, oh, did you want to come over? But I didn't hear anything, so it's probably no. Oh, God.
Yeah. So just like I said before, just go back and just let things unfold. And everything realistically will be really... I've seen this before. I was sitting talking to a friend of mine. I was like, I met this one girl. I said, it didn't really go anywhere per se, but it seemed like when I met this person, everything else I'd gone through to get to that point, I realized why.
Well, I hope you're right about my son and about the guy and the new job and all in the fall.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and definitely give us a call about that whole thing.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night, and thank you for calling, please. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Donnie?
Yeah.
Do you realize there's no chat room?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because Karen Kinsey cornered me, got me on Skype here and wanted to know about it. So I said,
oh, no,
I would
problem.
Mention it to you.
Well, the last couple of nights, we really haven't had anybody in the chat room. So I was like, last night was pretty bad, pretty good, but I'm just saying. It was just the idea of pulling the thing up and saying, hello, how's everybody doing? And to take the moment right now and to say, okay, Dee, why don't you just give everybody your information on how to contact you for your readings and your jewelry, and I'm actually trying to pull that chat room up as we speak.
Okay. excuse me. If you'd like a reading from me, you can contact me at 207-374-5072 or email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. I do everything for donations. I suggest if you want an hour reading, it's a $60 donation. I work with all the blocks of time, whatever is best for you. And I suggest a $20 donation for an email reading. Everything is done through PayPal. Yeah, my brain's kicking in really well tonight. Sorry about that. I also do healing energy. So if you'd like a reading, I'll do the best job I can for you. I'll give you a really good reading. I will not tell you what you want to hear or sugarcoat anything. I'll give you what I get. And everything is in depth. My words when I do an email reading, I don't count my words. You're going to get whatever I get. And I would love to work with you. I'd love to see where you're at and all that good stuff. And if you're interested in jewelry, my business name is Dreamweaver Designs. And for now, since I don't have a website up or anything, you can email me at the email address I gave before. And I can send you some pictures to show you what I do. I make my jewelry with good stone beads. I use things like Picasso Jasper and Moss Agate, Rainbow Moonstone. I use almost any kind of bead, all stone beads, and I use freshwater pearls, stone pendants, sterling silver pendants, and I use Thailand silver. It's called Hill Tribes silver. It's handmade in Thailand by the Hill Tribes people. If you're looking for some chakra jewelry, we can work on that because I'm going to be getting into that. But if you just contact me, and I make bracelets, necklaces, and earrings. If you're interested, if you want a necklace, just let me know. We'll talk about how long you want it. If you want more than one strand, that sort of thing. And what kind of stones you're into, we'll work that all out. And I take PayPal for that, and of course we'll discuss the prices. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to make some jewelry for somebody.
All right. Also, if you want to contact me for private readings too, just give me a call at 740-500-8863. Or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And right now this month we're actually having where it's $1 a minute for reading. So a 75-minute reading would be $75. We also have these and so on and so on. So you can pick the time. You want a 45-minute, 25-minute, whatever it is. And whatever happens, it kind of goes the whole thing. It's just the ideal of for our callers and people listening, make it a little more simpler and more to the point. And actually, I'm going to go and pick 214. 214 is that area code that's got picked. He have just won a 45-minute reading. I just sat there and thought about that. A 45-minute reading. You just won 214. We'll be getting to you in a minute here. It's like, for some reason, I'm having trouble with this stinking-ass chat. I'm sorry, man. I'm just tired of Blog Talk Radio in some sense of the word. And when you try to pull things up, it's like trying to pull teeth with a freaking toothbrush. And so I'm trying to get the chat room to pop up right now, but for some reason it's just not doing it. It just sits there, connecting. No, you're not. You should have connected by now. Anyway, contact me for private readings at 740-500-8863 or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We do readings through Skype. We do group readings. We do parties. We're also available for charity functions at no charge, no cost on those whole things. Actually, right now, we just started doing these things called meditations, where you can actually get five sessions for $75. They're really powerful. It's the ideal of teaching people how to manifest at will, daily, if not minute. Like when I sit here and talk about that at the end of the show, I always say, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. That means the ideal of manifestation can be that simple and that easy. It was just the ideal of putting together the visualization and the feelization, of putting those two together to create those experiences and to focus on nothing but those experiences, okay? So keep that in mind. Like I said, right now we also have a block of four 90-minute sessions, which usually go for $135 a piece. And now you can get them for $150 for four sessions. So if you have any kind of life coaching, relationship counseling, you want to do past life regressions, whatever it is, now you have a chance. You can get four blocks of those things and really take and spend the time to get the information, to get the depth in the situations, to change your relationships, to change your course in life, to actually manifest the life you've always wanted. Use a little past life regressions to actually find those points where you need to let go of certain things. And it's very intense. So just give us a call, 740-500-8863, or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Like I also said, we do readings through Skype. We can do group conference calls. We can do one-on-one. All the prices we always recite don't change with the process of going through Skype. But if you have a party or you want to do a group reading and you're not here, we can still be there through Skype. All you need to do is have a computer on your side and a computer on our side. Connect just that simple. All right. And my girlfriend who's not here tonight, you can also contact her for readings. April, actually she calls herself April Angel Medium. You can contact her at 919-600-1904, or you can contact her through her website at April Angel Medium. That's actually aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. Sorry. So let's go into our callers and let's go and talk to caller 214 and to get the information on that one. Area code 214, welcome to the show and how are you?
Hi there, how are you?
Hello.
I'm doing very good. And what's your name?
Hey, this is Pren. Pren.
Well, it's nice to meet you again.
Good. Going
so,
good.
Did you hear what we said about you winning a 45-minute reading?
I know. I was like, I didn't look up on my phone. No, I wasn't sure. I was like, is that awesome? That's even
yes.
better.
Exactly. So it was, yes, it was definitely you. Yeah. So I was like saying, just take down the information. And then, what is today? Saturday? And if you want to do it tomorrow, fine. Whichever, what you know,
yeah.
Basically just take down the information. Whenever's good for you, just contact me and I guarantee we'll get it done, okay?
Okay. That's really cool. That made my day, actually. I'm having a shitty day, actually. Apart from that, I complain.
Right. That's it. Yeah. So what can we do for you tonight? And or you can do like the last person. The last person won, it was last week. And she's like, well, okay, since I won a 45-minute reading, I think I'll just contact you and get a reading then and get all my questions answered at one time.
True. I could do that. I kind of need a bit of quick help today, though.
Mm-hmm.
As to I need – well, I don't need. I don't need. I'm looking for a place to stay because I don't have a place on my own at the moment, and I'm kind of stressing out about where to go because I'm temporarily staying with a friend, and it's you know, a bit stressful because I don't have my own transportation right now either.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
so the people around you are kind of like some of the people that have been helping you are kind of impatient.
Very, very patient, and I'm really thankful, but it's a tight space, and I have a dog.
Mm.
And I'm still looking for, yeah.
Okay, no problem. I was thinking of the situation where I was talking about the ideal of things coming into place, but it's the ideal also to let go of the stress and also the thoughts about what if. In a negative way. Because they have a tendency to surface. Whoa.
Hello, April.
No, it wasn't April. It was my freaking alarm went off. I was kind of hoping it was her, too, because I haven't heard from her. I'm kind of worried.
She's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. I don't know why, but that's just me.
Hmm. Okay. It's like the dating game.
And what's behind door number one? Ta-da!
Yeah, it's a blonde with... Never mind. Anyway. I was making fun of that one day because because that one show is back on television. What is it?
The Price is Right?
No, 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 no. The other one. Where you were talking about behind what's behind War Door 1 and number 2, where you there's gag gifts too, as much as actually winning something. Where they all dress up.
I know what you're talking about. And I, oh dear.
I can't think of the name.
No, I can't either, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Sucks, don't it? Anyway, I was going to look at the situation.
Yeah.
And
deal or no, is it Deal or No Deal? No, no, it's not the one.
No.
Never mind.
This is an old show.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, what happened was I was watching the show, and the lady said, I'll take behind what's behind door number 2. All of a sudden, it opened up, and there's an ass. And I was like, wow, I wonder how much they actually paid my ex-wife to be
what?
On this show. Anyway.
Oh.
Yes. My brother
let's
said,
make a deal.
And let's make a deal. My brother was there, too, and he said.
Karen just told me that on Skype.
They told her that the neighbor. My brother's actually married to my ex-wife, okay? So I was sitting there going, okay, mm-hmm. How much did they actually pay her to come on that show? My brother's sitting there going, oh, they told her whatever she wanted. Anyway.
The Price is Right.
Yeah. My favorite one was, I have heartburn so bad that my girlfriend's hair is growing back nicely. And one guy looked at me and says, what does that mean? I said, let me give you a visual. Breathing fire? Oh, I get it now. I was like, you sure? All right. Hey, you know, sometimes with social situations, you need to have a little bit of laughter and an outlet, okay?
Hell yeah. That is so true.
Because I was sitting in the situation going, okay, what's the problem here? I'm trying to manifest some money and come in the situation where I can actually get my own place at the same time, too. And it was like, I was so fixated on it all the time, I didn't realize it actually created a block. So I took a deep breath, just kind of shook my hands and just said, okay, I'm just tired of worrying, tired of thinking about it, and just let it go. And didn't think about it at all. I just went out that day and I went to the gym, went shopping and all kind of stuff. And then almost out of the blue, as soon as I let that go, I made $250. I made $250 in like an hour, like 2 hours, and then all my problems were gone in 2 hours. It was kind of funny how that happened so quickly, but it was just the ideal. My angels and guys were saying, "You haven't let go of the whole thing." I said, "Yeah, I have." I keep focusing on. I need $150, and they said, "No, you're still focusing on that. You need to let go to allow it to happen." Because I was looking at the cards are kicking into gear, going, "Let's cut that one more time." And it says, the King of Water, open your heart and mind to those around you. They are being nice in that situation, but it's also showing something coming to the surface as an alternative place to go to as well. As you in the process of opening yourself up, it also says trustworthy and heartfelt advice. But I also got this other one that was kind of interesting because it was talking about charity work. Now, I've actually seen situations where people go, well, you know, I need a lot of things in my own life. Why would I want to go out and do charity work for somebody else? I will do that later on when I get myself in a good place. Not realizing that you could actually put yourself in a nice place to cross paths with a solution. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's a big belief in that. Yes.
And who's on Skype? Anyway.
Karen Kinsey.
Oh, okay. It's also talking about life experiences with Archangel Shamuel. So it's like a powerful revelation that leads to change. So it's like follow your intuition very closely. There's also that's the thing I get when I get this the statement. It says spread your wings. It's time to spread your wings and hit the road. It's just the ideal. You can't do that unless you allow yourself to be open and let go.
Okay.
You have one thing you do have a lot of is fives. It's five of water and five of air. So I was sitting looking at the situation going, okay, look at this one here. You know, it's like you're focusing too much on things not turning out the way you hope. When you should be focusing on the way things should be hoping the way you want things to happen. You know, not seeing the positive in a situation. looking at the patients that people are exhibiting, that a lot of things that's happening is the pressure that you're putting on yourself because you think you're infringing, when a lot of people don't see it that way. So it says, don't put yourself in a situation because of what you think they might be thinking under the surface to make an unwise choice. Learn what you can from the situation. I think that's a part of it, too. And review everyone's motives. Even, you know.
Yeah.
So, and like I said before, the biggest thing that keeps coming to me all the time is let go, let go, let go.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath and just, I always say, take a deep breath into your nose and hold it for like 5 seconds. And then when you breathe out your mouth, use your imagination as everything at that moment that doesn't contribute to your happiness going and being gone. Because realistically, when you sit and look at the situation, the easiest affirmation you can use to let go is let go. Let go. And then just feel it leaving you. And then realizing the only reason it was still there because you were hanging on to it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Do that.
How do you feel?
Good.
Hey, you want to hear any more jokes? Here's a quarter. Call my ex-wife. Anyway. Everybody says I'm a little hard on her, but if you ever met the woman, I don't exaggerate. I was working with a carnival one time, and somebody said to her, you're kind of mean. And then they met her, and they're like, oh, man, let's go. And I was like, see, I'm not lying. I said, we call it the way it is. And I don't think there's anything wrong with the ideal of actually, you know, if that's what it is, that's what it is. It's the truth. And, you know, the thing about, I think the hardest part I've ever had with a situation is the idea of them being married. And it's like, it's amazing how society will, instead of wanting to deal with it, they'll just allow it, which means they'll just say, okay, they're married. It's over. It's done. So they're just let it go. And you're like, I can't let it go because it's wrong. That's what I get to impress. I mean, to me, it's wrong. So I have two kids. I have two daughters. And I feel like if I just, scrape it under the freaking rug, then they might actually repeat that within their own lives. And I don't want that to happen. So it's one of those lessons. You look at the situation and go, okay, if it's wrong, it's wrong. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, because people say, just let it go. And you're like, well, as soon as it corrects itself, then we'll let go of it. And maybe sometimes, I did sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, it's been since 1995. So, everything has come to a point where you can work with it. But we were sitting talking about this the other day, where people, it's like how society will come back and justify so they can keep doing what they want to do. You know, like living together back in the day was taboo. Now, I do relationship counseling, so I've heard people say, it's like the next step. I'm like, really? Did you guys do the statistics? And they go, why? Well, the statistics say that people who live together have a higher rate of divorce than people who don't. So when you start to look at the situation, I'm not a person who really feeds into statistics, but with all the work I've done as a relationship counselor, I've really never seen it work, because what happens in those situations is, it goes back to the common thing that's the most important thing in a relationship anyway, is communication. Mm-hmm. You have a guy who says, great, we can live together. We won't have to get married. And then the woman's on the other side going, oh, great, we'll live together, and then eventually I'll get married. See, they're not talking to each other. They're under this umbrella of assumption. Which later on, when the woman doesn't get what she wants, and she starts telling the guy that she wants that, he starts freaking out because he's not going to get what he wants with no commitment, no responsibility. All of a sudden we have this conflict, and next thing you know, they go two separate ways. When it could have been avoided, because I feel like living together only works in the process of people have already made that commitment. They're going to get married. They just want to live together now in the process of getting to that point. But it's amazing how society has a tendency as we go down the... That's what I was saying before about age. We can't allow age to even have any kind of implications on anything unless it's underage. Once a girl or a guy is 18 years old... There's no such thing as being too old or too young. It's decision, because society actually determines what 40 is, what 50 is. Listen to the society. when you hit 40 years old, your eyes fall out. Do you really believe that? There's a lot of people who do. You know, mm-hmm. So therefore society is, it's like I told this woman, we were sitting and doing a show where we were talking about success. I said, what are you going to do in your life? Are you going to start dictating your success, or are you going to keep allowing the world to do that? Which means, are you manifesting things because you want them?
Hey. Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
You threw me off. My train of thought was like, right out the door. No, I was just saying. What was I saying? Now I can't remember what I was even saying. But it was like the ideal manifestation. Are you manifesting because it's what you want, or is it what the world tells you you want? Because a lot of people are doing that, you know, focusing on $1 million. And how can you tell that? It's because when you see an imbalance. It's like my biggest thing is city government. When they start charging everybody for everything and little things. Did everybody ever think about this? They have these things on the road that said, you know, adopt the road and clean up trash. Do they realize that our tax money is supposed to be taking care of that stuff, and the government's using you to go out there and clean up trash so they can save themselves money and put it back in their pockets? Things like that. Society is, you know, I think people are great on an individual basis, but when you put people in a group in certain situations, they have a tendency to do the meanest things. And so just be a leader in your life and say, I think it's like the thing that came to me the quickest was the idea of a manifestation of imagining where you want to live. What kind of thing you want. No matter what's going on, if people continue to still be patient and work with you, just go with the flow because they have made decisions to do so. I didn't mean for that to rhyme. But that's the thing. That's one thing I had to learn too. When people start helping you, even if they get frustrated, mm-hmm. if they continue to do that, that's a learning lesson for them to realize if they don't want to do it, then speak their minds. If they continue to do it, the only person they have to blame is their self. I'm just saying the universe has given you the amount of time to focus on what you really want to do and where you really want to be at.
Okay.
That's why everybody's being so patient with you, because it's a lot of work is going on behind the scenes, spiritually wise.
Yeah, I figure.
I never had anybody put it that way before. I figure.
Yeah. It's kind of scary at times when you're just having to take one step at a time. But it's all the way it's planned, so it's all good.
That's it?
And mm-hmm. I am very happy I won a reading with you. So, what can you give me the number again? I think you emailed that thing to me, didn't you? Let me check.
Yeah, sure. I can give you a phone number right now. The phone number is BR856. No, I'm just kidding. It's like a hee-haw thing. My phone number is 740-500-8863.
I think I missed one digit. 740.
Five.
Zero, zero.
No,
oh,
so it's
500.
Five. Yeah, it's 740-500-8863.
Awesome. That's so cool. I'm so I won something, see? That's pretty awesome.
Okay. You're welcome.
Well, thank you so very much. I love your show.
Thank you.
And you I shall call you soon.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the
thank
call.
Thank you both.
Looking forward to hearing from
sure.
you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye bye. And we're singing songs, right? Let's see.
Sing a song, sing out loud, whatever.
No, really. Let's see.
The Carpenters.
Oh, that's right.
I saw them in concert.
You actually saw them in concert?
Yep. They came to Bangor.
Every time I hear Bangor, I keep thinking it's in India.
No? Well, you can take your pick. You can take Bangor, Maine, or you can take Bangor, Wales.
Oh, okay.
But this was Bangor, Maine. I've never been to Wales yet.
Huh.
I was engaged at the time, and my ex took me to see the Carpenters.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's crazy. Yeah, I was trying to get the freaking chat room to even work. I was like, so I was like, okay, come on. Now we got Eric. We have a, I think it's a private caller. The code is 111111, which is a good manifestation number. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Is it me?
Yes, it's you.
Hello.
Well, great. Hello.
You're the one.
It sounds like me then. Good.
Yeah, go ahead. How can we help you? Where are you calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona. What's your name?
Charlie.
Okay, Charlie. So how can we help you tonight?
Money, business, all this stuff.
Okay, what would you like to focus on first? Give us a focus point. What is your...
Money.
So you have this business and you're trying to create more money?
Yeah. I need more money to make it bigger.
To make it bigger?
Yeah.
Charlie. I was going to say, have you ever been on a random?
On a what?
It's a company called Arandom. It's a psychic site where you can get readings with people and you can actually see them. And I was like,
no.
Because I had this same scenario where a person was sitting there talking about I needed more money to expand my business, but he was always constantly focusing on the conflicts. And I was like, well, you need to focus on what you really want to object. You know, the ideal, he was focusing too much on money. Not realizing the idea of focusing too much on money, he was actually creating a block from to keep from getting what he really needed.
Yeah, I've been listening to you. It's pretty good, what you say.
Yeah, so, I mean, to me, it's just the idea of visualization of sitting there going, okay, what do you, in the process of really determining what you want in the idea of expanding your business and actually seeing that as a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing the thing change. Because it's amazing when you I've just started working with this one lady about manifestation where we sit and look at the thing. We have a nice little outline where we focus on basically denouncing money as your support, your substance, and your supply. And then going back to the source, which I always, to me, is the ideal God and only God is my support, my supply, and substance. Because when you really look at the situation, it makes perfect sense because, first of all, we have the person who gets fired who goes on the top of a building and starts shooting people. Because he feels like someone has taken something from him when it's an illusion because he put so much money or so much energy into the money part as his foundation that when he lost that, he also lost his foundation. When he should have looked at the situation for what it was, there's a big arrow on your boss's head saying it's time to go and to actually embrace your life. This is not your life. You're making a living. You're not making a life. You're living from week to week. You're calculating $400 and 40 hours, and that's all you live. At the same time, you're probably sitting there going, but I want so much more. Well, you need to focus on the more, not what you're doing at this moment, which is the ideal. We could actually look at a situation as it being a problem, but it's not a problem either. It's an illusion. When they say take back your power and look past the illusion, it means you're looking at the situation through the world's eyes and saying, I need to have this job for security, not realizing your boss can walk in tomorrow and go, I don't like your shirt, you're fired. Just as simple as that. And realistically, even having a job, the only reason you're successful is because of the decisions you've made, not anybody else. And to realize that the source of all these opportunities coming to you comes from a higher level and a higher source, and that you're actually not waiting for this person to help you. You're actually working with this person as a co-creator, as in you say, you focus, and you basically determine what you want, and then you both basically work together to create that, and realizing you're the vehicle that's going to bring it into reality, because you live on this plane, and God's given you that gift of dominion. And also, you're also creating the image of him, too, as well. So you have all the power to manifest and create anything you want. It's just that we keep denouncing ourselves. It's what Adam did and Eve. The reason I feel like me personally in the process of the garden, when you really look at people, it's always self-worth. And I think that at the moment when we had duality, they saw both sides of the situation. So therefore, they saw something within themselves where they didn't feel like they were worthy. So therefore, created a different alternative path. It could have been some very positive. And a lot of us are doing the exact same thing. We're picking these alternative paths because that's what the world says, and then we're not getting any kind of really major success or the ideal certain things going on where we're like spinning our wheels all the time. But when we start looking at the visions again and start realizing the vision is not on this path, it's on another path, that's a realization in itself to go, this change. Because a lot of people will keep themselves in a job because of what they call, I made a commitment. Yeah, but you've also made a commitment to yourself. And keeping that one commitment when you have a, because I always believe when you have a realization, at the moment you have that realization, that is when you make the decision. Not wait till next week. Well, last week I got this thing, I should quit this job. When the realization came, you should have done it right then and there. Because, again, we get caught up with the responsibility. The business says that you have to give a two-week notice. People don't realize that, realistically, a two-week notice is more of a courtesy thing, not a mandatory thing. Now, a lot of employers will make you do that, but what are they going to do, fire you? You know, you only got 2 weeks to go. And they have it, and it's kind of funny, too, because I've actually talked to a lot of people who are really honest and give a two-week notice, and in that 2 weeks notice, the company still fires them because they want the control. They want to take that away from you. And I'm saying to me, it's like take back your power and do what you got to do. Like with this situation here, the thing I got was just the description, the details, and everything that goes along with it, exactly what you want to do. And when you do that and you focus on that outcome, everything in between will fall into place for that outcome to happen. So therefore, the money and all that kind of stuff, you don't have to think about it. I mean, you can actually, in the process of your diagram, yeah, your diagram
about,
and everything.
Business relationships? Is that better?
What's that?
It really isn't the money.
Right. It's the relationship. Yeah, that's true. It's the relationship.
Someone I need to know or someone I need to meet or something that way, in that manner.
You can focus on the outcome. But also, even with the opportunities, the people, and that kind of situation, like I was telling a friend of mine, when I manifested this apartment, I actually moved into this apartment almost 2 weeks before I had the money. And then people are like, how'd you do that? It's the idea that when you manifest things, you just allow everything to fall into place. You can determine what that picture should be like, what you want to find people who are going to be cooperative with you, the opportunities to be together in the process of making it happen, and also the money you want to pay, the things you want to do. It could be simply, like I've done this before too, was something simple of it. It was a situation of having a flat tire and not having a spare tire and only having $20 in your hand. It's the ideal of just saying to the universe, you look at the tire and go, there has to be an easier way. And then just start listening to your guidance lead you in the direction of finding those opportunities to make that happen. So you're just listening and following through, not really getting too caught up in the dwelling thing. I want it now. I want it now. That kind of creates a block too. Because in the situation I was in, that's exactly what happened, where I got this prompting. It was on a Sunday, had a flat tire. I had a prompting to go to this gas station, which if I would have looked at it logically, I would have said it's probably closed. But I said, nope, let's walk down there anyway. And it was open. We crossed paths with an opportunity to happen in the process of going to the store, which didn't have any kind of anything of tires and that kind of stuff, or anybody who was, it was just a, it wasn't even a gas station. It was more of a, just a carryout. I'm sitting there telling this lady what's happening and explaining to her.
Have you ever thought of writing a book?
Yes. Yes. That's hard. But yes. But what happened was, I was sitting there talking to this lady, and this guy walks up out of nowhere and says, what size tire is that? And I told him what size it was. He said, I think I have a tire like that in my barn. I said, okay. So he goes off. He said, he's going to go look in his barn for a tire, right? I'm thinking, okay, now we need a rim. And I said, I caught myself and said, no. There has to be an easier way. There just has to be an easier way. This is going to be fine. And just kind of shook it loose. This guy comes back about 20 minutes later and looks at me and goes, you're ready to go. I said, I'm ready to go. Go where? Go get the tire? He's like, no. He said, I found a tire on a rim in my barn, and all you got to do is put some air in it. It's already on your van. You're ready to go. And I'm sitting there going, and my girlfriend at the time looked at me, and she goes, another freaking miracle. I was like, okay, thank you. Let's just go, you know? So we got
That's your first chapter right there.
That's my first chapter in manifesting. You're looking
for your book. Think
about rim,
it.
Yeah, the rim of life.
There you go. You got your title now.
Yeah, the rim of life. Just find a tire and you're on your way. But I started doing these manifestation meditations because someone came on the show and said I should start doing those things. So that's what I started doing. I was like, I listen. Motivation. And actually the other day, April asked me about, she goes, have you put the book to the side? I said, no, I just been, everything else has been, you know, putting things together and that kind of stuff. She goes, well, I think we should do the book. So now I have another person saying a book, so therefore I think we should continue to do that.
You just wrote your whole chapter right there.
I know.
I have a little bit of a talent of knowing, of seeing talent, so just think about it.
Oh, I'm thinking. You already got me thinking. So, yeah, I was like, I kind of forgetting that I do have experiences to go with the knowledge itself to back it up. Because that's why I started doing the manifestation meditations, to show people that. Because people were asking me, said, well, okay, you do this all the time. Can you teach somebody else to do the same thing you do? I was like, that's an idea. Because I'm constantly teaching people, but I never thought about doing it one-on-one and actually as a session or a meditation. So, yes, ideas come to me all the time. And I got to pay attention to those and make them come from really go through. Because I actually had someone come to me about, said you had a great voice for meditation CDs. And I said, okay, I have no problem saying, I'm not going to sit there and denounce it. It's just the idea, what's the process of actually getting that started. So I'm kind of waiting for that one to materialize in the process of becoming a reality.
Okay.
So with your situation, do you got the point of what you're doing here? Because when I look at the visualization, what I see happening is I see you visually, and this is funny too, because I actually see the vision myself of you just focusing on like plans and that kind of stuff, exactly what you want to do, your blueprint of this expansion, and then all of a sudden people start coming out of the woodworking of actually opportunities and stuff wanting to work with you. I just had somebody do this not too long ago who was actually a sponsor of our show, and I was talking to him. It was kind of funny too, because it was a situation I was in that he helped me out with. At the same time, we had a conversation spark up where he started talking about opening up a metaphysical shop, which I had been wanting to do. And I'd kind of put it out there for a minute and just kind of like tacked it on the end of an affirmation one time. And all of a sudden, this thing came to the surface. And I feel like it's going to really come into play at the end of September, October. And then I ran into somebody at the store who I hadn't seen in 6 years. She's very intuitive, and I just ran into her at Safeway at a grocery store, and she looked at me, and she goes, I told her what's going on, and she's like, she looked me right in the face, and she's like, this is going to happen. You and this guy are going to pull this together. And she says, here's my card, because I'm looking for a space, because I'm getting back into the spiritual stuff too, and I'm going to need an office. And I'm like, oh, this is crazy, man. And I was just like, you know, and that's all I ever really did was I focused. And what I do is, in the process of, you do the action. The action is, okay, I got an idea. I want to expand my business. Or I want to start a metaphysical shop. But I don't want to just a shop. I want something's really good. So I started looking for property. And people are like, well, you have no money. Okay, money is not the one thing that's going to help things really manifest. It's you and your intent. Talk to anybody who's a millionaire or any kind of situation like that, the real good ones, they love talking about what they did because it started off with a vision. The vision turned into a reality. And see, ideal, the vision and reality, there was a lot of action. So what they did was they got this vision in their head. Say, okay, you want to have a business. Where do you want to have it at? What kind, you know, the walls and that kind of stuff. So I actually found a shop up here, and I called the person up and said, I want to look at this. And the next thing I know, I talked to Richard about it. Richard said, so you think, because they wasn't going to rent it out. They wanted to lease it. And he was looking for a renting property. I said, this place is really close to a really great place. This would be a great investment. So he changed his – it's like funny how I would say things to this guy, and he would just say, He wouldn't shoot me down. He would just, like, agree with me. I'm like, oh, this is kind of crazy. But that's what we were looking for, cooperative people, situations, and opportunities. And that's exactly what I got. It's still a little bit in the process of playing itself out, but then we're not in September, October either. And there's a lot of things that have to be really put into place. But I started really tweaking it a little bit, too, to maybe take that – time frame and move it up, because I know what I do action wise will also determine the outcome. And that's what I've been doing. But all I've been doing is focusing on the vision, what I want to create. And now it's gone to the point where every time I talk to Richard, we're always on the same page. I said, I don't want to just do a metaphysical shop. Let's do a let's do a spiritual center with the ideal of having a metaphysical shop part of it, library, metaphysical stuff, helping other psychics, office space for people who want places to work who can't afford a whole space. And he said, that's funny. I was also thinking about a spiritual center too. And right now at this point, the place that used to be the spiritual center here is losing a lot of credibility. So this would be a great time. So everything's falling into place like it's supposed to. But I know
for
in Manitou Springs in Colorado.
Oh.
And you're in Arizona.
Yeah. You'd be fascinated with some of the guys I know.
Okay.
That would directly what you're talking about.
Ah, okay.
Maybe we can talk later or so off air or so.
Some people call it, my friend used to call it like this. She goes, in the real time, real life. And I was like, what do you mean real life? This is real life. But I said, I understand what she was saying, because it's like, you know, a lot of people do this situation with radio. It's like a different format of reality, I guess. And yeah, no problem, man. Just take down my phone number and give me a call tomorrow. Because it's
740-500-8863.
That's it.
Good enough.
Like, somebody wins, Johnny. Dun, 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 dun. Okay.
Harley.
Yeah, Harley. You want a Harley, too?
There's your whole chapter right there for your first book.
I'm going to have to sit down and go over that, too, man. Because that's one thing about this show. Everything's taped. So I can actually go back over it. And get this thing down. So that's kind of funny because last year I had the same kind of format, so I think now it's time to actually keep coming up again, so it's now it's time to follow through and take my own advice that I've been giving everybody else and do the action.
Yeah. Put speech as text and you got yourself your chapter.
There you go.
There you go. Well, nice meeting you.
Same here. I'm looking forward to talking to you later on.
All right. We'll do that tomorrow since it's a Sunday.
Yes. Sounds good.
Morning or afternoon?
Let's see. With everything going on, afternoon would be good.
Enough. You'll hear from me.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for everything.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night, and thank you for the call.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Dun-da-da. Okay, Dee is going to our next caller.
Alrighty.
763, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello.
I'm thinking
Hi.
About that. What's your name?
My name is Ann.
Ann, and where are you calling from, Ann?
Minnesota.
Ann's in Minnesota. And why are you with us tonight? What is your question?
My question is about a job. I have an opportunity. Well, there's a job posting, and I'm just kind of going back and forth on that.
Okay, well, the thing I pick up the most real quickly is the idea you should follow through with that.
Okay.
I don't think it's one of those things that crossed your path by chance. I think it happened for a reason. Because I think it's something you put out there, and I think it's going to be the answer. We'll put it more a little specific, is the idea of the beginning of the answer. Okay?
Yep.
What do you think, Dee?
Yeah, I was agreeing with that. I think it's a stepping stone to bigger and better things.
Okay.
Yeah, because I keep saying the stepping stone of many steps.
Stepping stone of many
steps,
okay. And that's what my gut, I guess, was telling me, but I don't know. My heart is kind of, I love the people I work with right now, but I think they're on to bigger, better things as well.
Which is a visualization for you, too.
Yeah, that's true. So go for it.
No, seriously, when I look at the steps themselves, they're stone. Almost, and because you've seen some steps are concrete. This is not concrete. These are actual stones because I can feel it. I can look at these stones and I can see like the coldness, the solidness of it, where I look at these things as foundation. And each one of these steps is a step to actually finding more of foundation within yourself. leading you. It's like leading you to a situation of gifts. When I look at a situation like that as a gift, it's the idea of really doing what you really want to do with your life and the process of life purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gives you shivers.
Yeah. Oh.
So
yeah,
go ahead. I was just saying, it's one of those things that, you know, when you sit there and look at the situation, it was a realization with you too. It needs to be felt. You just need to follow through with.
Okay.
Well, what else was you going to say?
You know, I wasn't really going to say what else. I was just, you know, I'm thinking about that career, and I do like the career, but I'm wondering if that's even where I'm going to end up being. But maybe that's a stepping stone to something completely different later on in life. I don't know.
It's a stepping stone of discovery. So therefore, because a lot of people ask me questions about certain things and how come you can't pick them up. It's not the idea that you can't pick them up. It's the ideal. There's certain things that are not disclosed to you because of the ideal, the discovery that's going to happen as you take these steps. You know, people, I've always said it like this. You're going to sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, this is a leap of faith. And after you take the leap, then you find out later on it wasn't a leap of faith. And it was the answer and the direction you need to go into.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The leap of faith was an illusion because of basically based on fear. Okay, what will happen? Will I jump and take the next step and then the step won't be there? You know, things like that. So once I saw this in a freaking movie once, Harrison Ford and walking across a canyon. When you looked across the canyon, all you could see was the water and the fall. And then as he progressed further, he had an intuitional thing to take some gravel and some sand and throw it. And when he did, it actually revealed that there was actually a bridge.
Ah.
So it was the illusion. And then, but when you follow your intuition, it has a tendency to make that bridge visible and the path itself. Because it's like, I said, I got a vision about your situation and you're looking for a light to shine on the path. Not realizing you are the light.
Mm-hmm.
So, start reflecting.
Yeah, start going for it. Yeah, and I just keep going back and forth, and my first inclination was go for it. I mean, it always seems like that's what you should trust, so.
That's right. Aren't we all saying the same thing? I want to stop second-guessing myself at the same time we're second-guessing ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's
very, very true.
What was the very first thing that popped in your head? And that's the thing. Once you want, it's like do a test and make this your first decision. This was the first impression I had. I'm going with it because I did the same thing. I was in a situation. It was like showing people how things can change so drastically, but also the same thing. The solutions can also happen drastically too. That being put into a situation, not listening to your intuition, getting thrown out. Sitting on the street corner going, okay, what do I want to do? And you start hearing the voices again and say, okay, are you going to listen now and listen to what the messages are? And I did. And it was the ideal that I got this vision. It said, remember the last time you did that where you just started listening to everything that came through, no matter if it made sense or not, your life started getting better. And the lesson, I would say, from that conversation, I was sitting on that sidewalk. I made a declaration right then and said, no, I do not want. First of all, I started to say, I do not want to sleep on the street. And the angels are like, no, what do you want? I said, okay, fine, I got it. I said, I see a nice, nice, cozy hotel room with nice, fluffy pillows, and that's where I want to be at. And an hour later, they directed me to go to a hotel, and I'm sitting there going, it's $35 a night. I have no money. And they're going, okay, miracles are things that defy reality, and here you are thinking logically. And I'm sitting there going, and plus, you're also arguing with us, which you said you wasn't going to do. I said, I'm not. Maybe I am. See, it's kind of like, stop. So I walk up to the hotel, walk in, and said, hello, what's up? And I sit there and talk to this lady for about an hour. And she looked at me, and she's like, I promised myself I wouldn't do this again, but I'm going to give you a room. She actually gave me a room on Wednesday, and I had a job, and I never got paid until Friday. And I was like thinking to myself, okay, when I talk about steps, I was thinking to myself, I said, okay, I work for a hotel. Why did the lady I work for only give me a check? She gave me a cabin for 2 days. How come she didn't sit there and let me stay until I got paid, which was like in 3 more days? So I sit there and said, it didn't make any sense to me. Okay, well, it didn't make sense to the angels that were leading me into a situation of these steps. And the first step was to go to this hotel. Now, what was so funny about it, at the end of this little thing here, my focus was something I had done a year before of focusing on the outcome of having my own shop. I had already walked up, well, I said and talk about the action, I actually walked in front of this place and said, this is where I want to do the readings at. I even said, God and angels, I give it to you, and I say, if this is the kind of work I'm supposed to do, I'll be doing it in this shop. I didn't realize when I walked into the hotel a year later and talked to that lady that she would be the vehicle that would put me in the position of getting that shop. Because what happened was, I got the room, I actually paid her on the Friday, actually on a Saturday, and I talked to her, and she introduced me to her husband, who actually was a manager of a place in Manitou Springs where I wanted to live at, that was my first apartment. But the lady who gave me the hotel room was the one woman who talked, there was a lady who actually rented out that shop. Well, her and my landlady crossed paths. So she was the one that actually tied the last tie to get that shop. I never knew that when I first met her, because I was in a situation of needing a room, but she was the one woman that finalized that whole segment of things falling into place to give me that shop that I had declared a year before. Now, it didn't make any sense to me, but I sat there and took a deep breather and said, whatever happens, I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to keep my mouth shut, too, and just let things happen. If people want to help me, I'm going to accept it instead of saying, you know, I don't want to infringe on people and that kind of stuff, to realize those people are making decisions in their own lives and they're adults. And so it was the same thing when I got my first apartment. I walk in that place and the lady I had at the hotel said, my husband has 5 apartments. You want to go look at him? In my head, I'm sitting there going, I have no money for an apartment. And the angels are saying, keep your mouth shut and just go look at apartments. What's wrong with going and looking at apartments? You never know what's going to happen. You got a hotel room. So I'm thinking, okay, I'll keep my mouth shut. I actually walked into the same situation with this apartment. I walk in, her husband looks at me. He's very intuitive, too. He looked at me and says, you got the money, do you? I said, no, I don't, but I would love to have this apartment. I kept on saying it over and over again. I would love to have this apartment. He walks out, and he comes back in angry, and I'm thinking, okay, he's mad at me because I made him look at the, you know, he showed me these apartments and I get no money. No, what he was actually mad about had nothing to do with me. He was mad at his maintenance man who was drunk again. And he looked at me in the face and he said, I got an opportunity for you. Oh, really? He said, yeah, I'll let you move into this apartment now if you finish painting this place, because my maintenance man is drunk again. I need this place painted. So if you paint the rest of this, you can move in right now. And I'm sitting there going, it was just steps like that. And that's what I'm saying to you, steps, 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 steps. And it was just like, you don't know where it's going to lead to. But then again, when you're driving a car, you can only see 200 feet in front of you, but you keep going.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing here. And you, like I said before, you're the light. You're in the car, you know, and you're shining. You are shining the light on your path. So therefore, that's what we see. What do you think, Dee?
Yep, I'll agree with that.
So what
stay
do you,
focused,
you know,
be positive. You're going to go far.
Thank you. When you listen to yourself and you listen to your intuition and you listen to that, how can I be more focused on that? For you, it comes easy. For others, that it doesn't come so easy. For, is there a way that you can make it clear, or is it just something you just have to, you know, try?
Well, that's the thing we started doing with people. I started working with people in these manifestation meditations to help people understand that meditation is very important. And the idea of connecting with your angels, the more you connect with your angels, the more easier it is to hear the sign. It was kind of funny how you said that, too. It comes easy for you. But that wasn't always.
I think it does, but then again, I second-guess myself, just like you had mentioned.
That's the point.
Ah.
But, see, it's simply
never do
looking,
that.
Well, what I'm saying is, it's like I was saying before, the easiest affirmation in letting go is saying, let go. I let go. I let go. Very simple. It's the same thing with second-guessing yourself. It's just the idea of doing a little exercise with yourself and just saying, okay, from this point on, whatever I hear first, I'm going to follow and go with it. And when you start doing that, you start trusting yourself to the point where you find yourself not feeding into the problem anymore and going right to the going right to also being open to the solution.
Sure.
Meditation is easy, but some people want to look at the situation because of their own expectations, what they think meditation is. Meditation is letting go.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think meditation is for controlling, and because we have control visualization, but control visualization is different than meditation. It's the ideal. Sure. You can control those visualizations. And what that means is you just structure it. You put the color, the vision itself, what everything goes with it. You create that. And then after you create it, you detach from it and let it go. And then you just let it happen, even to the point where I had this book. There's a book by a guy named John Randolph Price, and it's called Super Beings. And it's a book that goes over the process of manifestation, but it also goes over the process of you getting more connected with yourself to understand how much power you really have to create a life that you want. Because a lot of us we've been raised more likely around situations that we just feel like we have to, how do we put this? I've seen too many things where people just say compromising and limitations. They think they have to do these things. They don't realize you can rise above that and actually tap into who you really are. Because I was centered, because it's like you look at yourself. It's like the idea, I'm having trouble with the ideal of trusting yourself. That's the whole thing about second guessing yourself, is you get that first feeling that you know this is what I should go with. And then your ego will kick in and say, you sure you want to do this? Remember what happened last time? So it's the ideal not allowing yourself to feed into that little voice.
Mm-hmm.
And even change the ideal what that little voice says. And it all has to do with, because the book, the reason I like this book, because it explains a lot of things, but it also shows the ideal that you have to take responsibility for the manifestations, which also tracks it back to the situation and helping you realize that everything up to this point, you have made a decision and you have created, good or bad. So it's the idea of making a decision to yourself, you know, like reassess the situation, look at it and go, okay, how did I create all those good things? And then duplicate that.
Definitely. That's why I find it funny when people call in sometimes, and maybe I'm just sounding very lewd right now, but when people call in and say, well, what do you think about this? And then take word for word what he or she says and then does it and then gets angry that it didn't happen the way. And it's just like, no, but it all comes back to you and what, you know. And I have a couple friends that kind of feel that way. And it's just, it all comes to you. And I feel like I need to get a little bit more centered. And I feel like I'm pretty much there, but I need to be able to just kind of open up and meditate a little bit more. And maybe this book is the way to do that.
Yeah, because I was sitting there talking about, because I had the two books, I had that one, and I got this other one called Manifesting Your Soulmate. No, this it's called the, I got this underneath the cards too. That's amazing how I got everything stacked up. There we go. It's called The Soulmate Secret, Manifesting the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction. And it actually has a prayer in here to manifest a soulmate. And I was sitting there telling everybody it's the ideal, declaring what that means. But also in the prayer itself, it talks about making healthful life changes. Now, in the process of a person who's not making those positive life changes, this also gives you an input of the situation, what you're asking for. If this person is not on that level as where you're at right now in the process of manifesting the thing, then it's just a reminder that you are and this person is not, and they keep going. And that's what a lot of people don't do. They go, okay, I've heard this so many times with women who sit there and go, this is the guy for me. If I don't get this, then I don't want it. Okay, but you're also coming into the situation of expectations and saying, well, this person is not what I focused on. Okay, now take it one step further and say to yourself, why not? Well, he's supposed to be. No, he's not. The one thing, because people call me up all the time and say, okay, what's he thinking? Or how does he feel? That's the thing. How does he feel? And I say, well, how do you think he feels? And they go, well, you're supposed to answer the question for me. I said, yes, but you can't have a psychic on speed dial. You got to learn how to do it yourself. So what do you think he's feeling? Because if you're connecting with somebody or any kind of situation, your intuition and what you pick up with that situation, your intuition is there to help you understand what is going on, what a person feels, if this is the situation for you. You can trace it back to accidents. People don't listen to themselves. They have accidents. The people who listen to themselves miss it. So therefore, we do have the ability to change the outcome of our future by simple accidents we look at that we missed. So therefore, we can take those exercises and change our lives with everything we got. Because the one thing read the book about the soulmate and the careers and the, you know, just everything along with it. The one thing you'll see, the common denominator is love. You're manifesting what you love. So therefore, the love of it brings it to you, so you have to love yourself, or the whole thing don't work.
Yeah, that's very true. Absolutely true.
So we sit here and look at the situation, like the simplest thing to do. I mean, like I did before, I mean, that was what I was noticing too. I said, second guessing yourself. I took a look at the statement, second guessing yourself means I'm not listening to the first thing.
Yeah.
And I said, how come, I saw it. I said, how come people are not catching that? So therefore it was like, some of us are so caught up in the world and saying, because that's one thing I was telling this one lady. She said, in order to be abundant, I have to have a job. And I said, I'm sorry, dear, but abundance does not mean money. It means the accumulation. So you could have, so therefore you don't have the relationship you want. You don't have the job you want. You're not living where you want. Because why? Because you don't have an abundance of love to create the idea of abundance of money, the abundance of success, and to realize abundance is a spiritual term, but you're putting it into a materialistic, worldly way. So it changes. It also changes the outcome of your manifestations, too. They don't happen. But that's what we were talking about earlier in the show. We were sitting there saying, okay, are you manifesting things because you want them, or is it because the world says you want them? Maybe that's why you're having such a hard time, because the lady's sitting there going, you know, she's like, I want the knight on the in the shining armor and all this other stuff that goes with it, Mr. Perfect. And I said, ma'am, you're not going to find it because this is the earth.
Yeah.
So there's no, and it's kind of hard to say these things to people, but it's the truth. I looked her right, you know, I looked her right in the face and said, this is what's going on. You cannot find a perfect mate because you are not the perfect person. So therefore, we trace it back to you that you need to work on you in order to manifest exactly what you want. Because in the process of finding who you are, it declares what you really want.
I believe that. And then opportunity knocks right there, too. Because mm-hmm. with this job opportunity, like, I had never thought of it. And the person came to me and said, Ann, have you ever thought of doing this? And I thought, gosh, no. You know, I'd never thought of that because I was content where I was. But, you know, again, it opportunity knocks. So, yeah. And you have to be open to that and say, and I think that's some of it where, if you're very content and then all of a sudden something arises and says, well, what if, or what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's where my problem is. I don't believe it's that, you know, I don't feel I can do it. It's just that I never thought of it before, if that makes any sense.
Exactly. No, that makes perfect sense because, see, people don't understand the idea of relationships and all this other stuff, that contentment is stagnation. And then when the opportunities come along, they're saying, you want so much out of life, and here's another opportunity to keep going for, because in the process of actually manifesting our lives, there has to be a want behind it. So therefore, if you're content, because I was telling my friend, I actually had a girlfriend like that, and she would say, I want more in my life. I said, well, first of all, you have friends around you who are content being who they are. So there's no motivation for you to go out and get what you want. And I think the reason what you're really doing here is you're manifesting these friends to actually say, well, you know, just be content with who you are. Why would you want to do anything else? That's also another wake-up call telling you that you do. And they're telling you that. So many people get caught up in the whole thing. I've seen this thing with, this kind of might sound crazy, but the idea of, she had a very bad drug habit, which the idea of, you know, people look at, she just smokes pot. But see, anything, people don't realize people with addiction personalities, they can get addicted to anything. And with her, it was the idea of putting herself in a situation of saying, I want more, more, more. But then she would hang out with these people, put her in a state of situations of doing drugs. Therefore, she was content with what she was doing at the moment. So, you know, to sit here and look at somebody and really observe these situations of people not taking responsibility of their lives and allowing their friends to do everything for them. And then you sit here and look at them, how uncontent or how not, I guess it is non-content of their lives they are. So if you have non-content and incontent, you know, which one really motivates you? You know, being content with what's going on, you're going to sit there and work your job every day, 9 to 5, until you're – but with people who lose their jobs and all kinds of things changes, if you trace back those moments, you'll find out that they said something that got that moment going on, even with just simply saying, I don't want to be here no more. The opportunity to materialize, they're gone. Even if it was just the idea of firing. That's why I always say everybody needs to listen and pay attention to all the reflections that come across your path. And if you can't stand your boss, realistically, you can't stand yourself because you don't like where you're at. So therefore, the universe says, okay, fine, let's give you a different opportunity. How many people have you seen who have a tendency to dismiss those opportunities as something they just don't want to do? I'm getting paid every freaking week. I'm content. I have security, not realizing it's a false sense of security because they're giving their power to that job. They're giving their power to their houses. And look at all the people that are taking advantage of them. I mean, I just talked to a lady who was actually losing her. They were trying to take her house. And I told her, I said, well, she probably missed her payments, right? I said, that's the thing. She has not missed a payment on her house, and they're still trying to take her house. Do you see how fears can actually manifest even in the best situations?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. You got an opportunity that pops, that crosses your path. Even it's the idea of the house. Look at the situation of the house. They say that you're tired of being there and you don't want to deal with it, and then a situation presents itself. Just go with the flow. It might be just changing the situation of something you can actually deal with more.
Yeah.
But we're so caught up in responsibility, I call it a false sense of responsibility, that, for example, okay, say you're renting a place. All of a sudden you get to a point where you honestly cannot pay the rent no more. We feel bad because of the responsibility, not realizing that maybe the universe is playing out karma, and you're the vehicle that's going to give that person a karma, which is your landlord, because of something he did, which is also going to correct your situation and put you in a situation where you're no longer behind on your rent, but you actually go rent someplace where you're 2 months ahead. What are you going to do? You're going to look at the opportunity for what it is and go pay your rent 2 months in advance, because what the universe is doing, God and everybody else, is showing you a realization that maybe you got yourself into a situation that you took on too much, and it's trying to correct that for you. So therefore, you can have a nice life. Excuse me.
But what happens when, you know, everything seems fine? Like, it's not just content because you don't want to move on. It's content because you're actually genuinely happy. You know what I mean? Like, I look at my job right now, and I'm very grateful for it. I have great friends there. I love going to work, and I love seeing the difference I can make. And I feel like I'm going to really miss that. You know what I mean? I think that's where it comes to the point where it's like, oh, my goodness, you know, am I going to be able to be as not confident enough in myself, but feel as I don't know if needed is the right word, but as satisfied maybe in this new position as if I am right now. Because right now when I go to work, I, you know, smile on my face. There's humor, there's laughter, there's my boss is fabulous, my coworkers are great, the day comes and goes, and they're my family, you know. But I do feel like, you know, I need to be moving on, and I don't know.
It's the idea of pointing out to people, because people say a lot too, okay, what's going on? It's the idea of showing people that there's many, many, many levels to happiness. There's because people say, I'm content with my relationship. How can we go any further? Well, just see what happens and do it anyway. So when things present themselves of experiences, you just go with it, because it's showing you that happiness also has many layers. And therefore, like when I was sitting there telling people at the end of every visualization I do, when I'm manifesting things, I always say this or something better. Now manifest for me in totally satisfying, harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. It's the ideal saying, I can see a vision, but the universe also sees the whole picture. By making that statement, you're saying, I want to see the whole picture too. Even if I can't see it, I still want to experience it. So it's saying to you that there's many levels of you, your career, and all kinds of things are going on. So it's just showing what the choices you've made. You've had some great experiences, but your life, it's got so many other experience, great experiences to do. And it's just taking you to a different realm of looking back on this whole situation of saying maybe that what I put into this has manifested another opportunity to do the same thing. Because where you're coming from, you can't sit there and go, okay, what if it's not the same thing? Well, of course it's not going to be the same thing. It's a brand new experience. It's like people with relationships who say, I don't want to experience any more bad relationships. I want to experience a fantastic relationship. They're going to manifest a new opportunity and a new relationship that's not going to reflect anything to where they've been. Mm-hmm. So you look where you came from and said all those things happened for a reason that also opened up more opportunities for me to experience because of the experiences I had there too. So with your situation, it's all positive. You know?
Excellent. Well, I'm going to go for it, and I will give you a call in about a week and a half and let you know what happens, because – you know, I really needed this, even though I know that that's what I needed to hear and what I thought I was going to do. But this conversation has centered with me, and I appreciate your time. I know that you have a lot of other callers, so I'll let you go. But I appreciate your time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. I appreciate you calling. And please, you know, if you ever want to sit down and do a session or just give us a call back and give us an update on how things are going with you, it'd be great.
Definitely. Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's see what we got here. Whew. All right, let's keep going. And I'm looking at some things here. All right, let's go right here. Let's go to area code 661. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Fine, thank you. My name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Yes. Hello, Michelle.
A lot of the stuff that you just said really resonated with me. I'm so used to being self-sufficient, I guess, or my ex-husband used to say I run away from things. And I just had an incident that happened. I sent someone a gift.
Uh-huh.
They sent me a text message, and they said, thank you so much, I really do appreciate you. And then I sent them back a text, and I was like, you know, I just wanted to thank you for always giving me a peace of mind and just to let you know that I won't be seeing you probably until the end of the year. And I originally was just not going to see him and not going to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
So my girlfriend was like, you always do that. Just tell him. And now I'm feeling like, because he didn't even respond back, I'm like, I probably should have just kept it to myself and just, I said, like, the old me, just, you know, go into, because I've got some things going on over the next 6 months that I'm trying to clear up so that I can move.
Uh-huh.
And so now I'm feeling just, I don't know. I think I would have felt better just being me and just, you know, disappearing and just getting what I needed to get done.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely agree with that one too, because I was going to, so I was talking about before, the idea was, you know, that I've talked to usually women, because guys don't call. But when you sit and look at the situation of always saying they cannot find a time for themselves, not realizing that they're actually making their own schedules according to everybody else and what they think, and that's the worldly thing again of saying, well, I have kids. I said, you know something? That's like, it's this year's Christmas. It happens every year. But we always seem to always manage to do exactly what we want to do for who and when it comes to Christmas. Why can't we do the same thing with ourselves? And it's the ideal, taking that time, like you said before, finding the time, finding your sanctuary, and do the necessary things that you need to do for yourself. Because people are always going to try to knock you down because of where they're not. Okay? They're on a path of destruction. So you going out there and actually creating something makes them feel more insecure because they know what they need to do. What you need to do is follow through. What you need to do, hopefully they'll follow through too. If they don't, that's their own responsibility and their own mistake by not listening to and watching what you're going to do with your life, that you need to do those things.
Okay. Because I was so, and it's weird because 3 nights ago I had this dream that I was out of my body and literally just floating around, and then I went back into my body, and then I was like, you know, I kind of like that, and so I did it again. And then last night I had a dream about him. It was like he was telling me, you don't even realize I love you. And then I went to one of my friend's places or whatever, or ran into one of my friends and said, you know, he really does like you. And then woke up, and I was like, maybe I shouldn't have told him that. But like you said, right now I've got to finish some classes. I'm trying to get into a different position at work, and I want to move. Because like other person, your friend that lost their house, at first I was like upset. I was in my house for 20 years, and it foreclosed. But I couldn't afford it anymore. And so I moved into a rental place, and everything worked out. I mean, the day the sheriff came, 2 days later, I ran into one of my friends. She called someone. They happened to have a house. I didn't have but $200. The lady let me move in within 2 hours. I mean, I had another place. And I've been in this house now for 2 years, and I'm finally backtracked, working, got a car. Just my whole life is back on track.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I've been in this house for 2 years. Not once have I slept in my bed, which seems weird to me, but, you know, I use one of my extra bedrooms because it's a three-bedroom house, and I've never unpacked any of my boxes because
mm-hmm.
I kept telling myself, this is not really where I want to be. I want to be in my own house. I mean, I'm of age that, like I said, I was married. I was married for 20 years, and I haven't rented in 20-something years. So
mm-hmm.
I keep telling myself I'm not going to unpack my dishes. I mean, literally, I eat on paper plates. You know, I don't want to unpack
right.
anything, but I don't want to get settled into this place. And now I've ran into an opportunity. As long as I save up the money and, you know, wait the time for the foreclosure, the bankruptcy, I can get another house next year. And so that's what I'm trying to work towards. And I just thought to myself, you know, I really need to concentrate these next 6 months, not have anything else on my mind except for making sure I keep my real estate license, and, you know, getting transfers so I can make more money, working overtime so I can save some money, just different things. And so I just decided I wanted to just go into seclusion. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, and like you said, don't second guess yourself, but
mm-hmm.
it's like I need confirmation. And you just said, you know, he's going to see when I do talk to him again that I had a plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like when I was sitting and thinking about the situation, the guy said, he says he loves you. Your friend said that he loves you. And I'm sitting there going, okay, but what's that got to do with anything? Okay, that's a fact.
Okay.
But I'm saying, why should you divert your path to what you know you need to do because he loves you? I don't understand that whole thing. It should be something that if he loves you, why can't he allow you to be who you are?
Okay.
You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do.
You know, they're going to, look at the situation. Yeah, it's like I had the same problem with my daughter. People were going, well, you should do something. I'm like, you know something? Sometimes people need to learn to stand up, fall on their face, and learn how to pick themselves back up. If you can't do that, if you're constantly picking them up, they'll never learn anything. So he needs to look at the situation and reevaluate himself too as well. And so, okay, so you love her. Why should she just drop everything for you, my friend, and bow to you? Oh, you're okay, what do you, you know? What is that all about? Anyway, that's why I feel like he wants to. It's the idea of that full attention, but he also needs to learn to give as much as take. And that's a taking kind of situation right now because of his own insecurities, that he should look at you and the reflection that you're giving him, that he should also be working on himself because you're being insecure, but he feels like you have to drop everything to make him feel good, you know, feel secure that somebody loves him. When actually what the situation is lack of foundation of someone not loving themselves, of where he's come from and done like that. But he just needs to learn to just love himself for who he is too as well. So you see, it's very important for you to follow through with what you need to do because it's not just for him. It's a reflection for other people out there to go out and do what they need to do with their lives.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to do it anyway.
Don't feel guilty because in the process of doing what you're doing, it's going to be a very positive thing just for the world that another person, you know, actually embraces their life purpose and their life path. And, you know, it's like look at the situation and go, because I was sitting doing some readings there for a while where it was like we focus on life, the life partner, and we found out that in the process of life, your life path and your life, your purpose is usually your life partner is either revealed that you are with the one or another one is revealed to show you that they actually go hand in hand.
Okay. I definitely hear it because, you know, I made a conscious decision that I want change. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. But, you know, in the situation, I always say, if you need some help, because, I mean, I love working with, this is the one thing I really focus on the most is the idea of life coaching and relationship counseling and doing this kind of work of helping people with manifestation meditations. Not to say I don't like doing readings, but, you know, after you talk to people and work on the situation, relationships, and the process of people not knowing or asking questions, does he love me? And does he love me? You know, this kind of work has a tendency to really make a difference on a big old scale where you can see people for what they are, how they feel about you, and that emotional connection. So therefore, you know it yourself. You don't have to go to anybody and ask. I mean, some people sort of look at the situation and go, well, you know, maybe one day you'll run out of people to work with. I said, really? There's 8 billion people on this planet. Do you really think so? I think we have a lot of work ahead of ourselves. So if you ever want to sit down and really do some sessions with me and that kind of stuff, a manifestation, I'd be glad to work with you. But definitely get back with us and give us an update on how your life is going, okay?
Okay. And you had mentioned a book, Soulmate Attraction. Is that what it was?
It's called The Soulmate Secret. It's called Manifesting the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction. It's by a lady named Ariel Ford. In case everybody can catch that, I don't think I actually mentioned the author. And there was another book I was telling the lady about. It was called The Super Beings, Super Beings, by John Randolph Price. And if anybody has some books to start with, I think those are the best one, because The Super Beings actually goes into the idea of looking into the pointing things out to us. Like in the Bible, it says, we have not because we ask not. So it goes back to manifestation of focusing on and asking for what we want. It also talks about the ideal, the good and evil. Good and evil is determined by the tongue, something like that. Which, if you look at the situation of another, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So when you look at the situation, what you say out of your mouth, you're either going to live negative, which is most people consider death, or you're going to live very positive, which is life. It's just the idea of helping people understand that what you speak out of your mouth. If you're sitting there going, I can't afford this, you're reaffirming it. You want to change that. It's like with your situation. You want to be successful in your life, so now you're going through the proper procedures to be successful. But the process of making that one decision, you're not going to just be successful in that realm. It's to realize it in the idea of love of life. You have success in every area of your life because of that. You know, decorating to be happy. I want to be happy. I want to be loved. I actually had in my journal where it says, I am loved, cherished, and adored. There's another section that talks about, I am loved, I am lovable, I am love. To realize that is the foundation of manifestation and to attract everything to you, that when you love unconditionally, it's like a magnet. And you're attracting things like crazy, so therefore we have people around you who don't like that or don't understand it. And you know how people are when they don't understand something, they want to knock it down.
Right. I have a question for you, because I've made 6 figures before, and now I'm making a tad bit less, I'll say. And the house that I want is not necessarily that I would have to make 6 figures, but I would definitely have to make more than what I'm making now. That's why I'm trying to get into a different position and move in that direction within the same company. But like you said, you have other people around you, and they're like, how could you ever afford to live in that neighborhood? How could you ever do this? And I'm just looking at them like, do you forget that I have already been there? And, you know, I'm just, things, like you said, things happen for a reason. And, you know, I want to manifest, because, like, on the income that I'm making now, technically I wouldn't qualify for the house that I want. So I'm trying to manifest, because I need the interest rates to be right and I need the housing prices to go down.
Okay, but I want you to do one thing, too. I want you to override the whole situation and realize that any kind of divine intervention can change anything. The reason I say that, because I was just sitting there thinking, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It's just the idea of you're talking to a person who actually went into a motor vehicle and got their driver's license and found out later on that my driver's license had been revoked for 6 years in Ohio. But I'm in Florida, I walk into the motor vehicles, and what I said is I walked through the door. It was an instant manifestation of saying, I'm going to walk in here and get my driver's license and walk out. And that's exactly what I did. I was even shocked because I thought my license was just expired. When I got back to Ohio and realized they had actually been revoked for 6 years, I started thinking about things totally differently. And plus, when you were talking about the house, I was sitting there focusing on the thing going, like when I got the apartment, I remember the common denominator there was I was just saying, you know, I didn't have any money, but I didn't focus on that. I kept on saying, I would love to have this apartment. I would love to have this apartment. But I was in the apartment at the time. So I was, at the time, I was experiencing those two things at the same time. It was a great visualization because I could feel it because I was actually standing in that apartment. I did the same thing when I was in Ohio. It was kind of funny, too. I saw this great, humongous house. It was like a big old mansion. It was like it was like 100 years old. I mean, it had original woodwork in it, staircases, and sitting. It was like they had these little sitting, those window seats and stuff. I mean, it was just gorgeous. And I'm sitting there going, too bad that place is not for sale. I wish it was for sale. Do you realize the next week, we went by there again, and it was a sign in the front yard that said for sale. And, you know, I didn't buy the house, but it was one of those things of doing the work that actually later on put me in a situation of actually getting the house I wanted because of all those realizations I was going through by doing the action of walking into that place. And I called the people and said, I'd like to look at this place. And, you know, and I did a couple of places and get the feel of it. And then later on, when I was in Florida, we actually manifested a four-bedroom, two-bathroom house. And I remember when I did that one, too, where I was sitting there going, we got money to rent it. We were just trying to, you know, people were telling us we needed to have credit and all this other stuff. I said, you know something, we could just find a person who would just take our money and give us the freaking house. That would be great. And two days later, we were heading down the road. I just happened to catch this red sign out of the corner of my eyes. I wasn't even sure it was even a sign. I told my girlfriend at the time, stop. We turned around, and sure enough, it was for a rent sign. I went out there, I remember, because it was dark. I took down the phone number. 2 days later, we were talking to that guy. And he said, fill out this application. I said, okay. For a minute, I almost doubted, and I said, oh, really? He goes, oh, don't worry about it. It's just a formality in case we need to get a hold of you. I need the information and stuff like that, phone numbers and things. I said, really? He said, yeah. And I was talking. I had to talk to his dad, too. His dad owned a house, and this guy was my translator. His dad didn't speak no English. He was a Ukrainian guy. And I'm sitting there going, oh, this is going to be nice. And I was sitting and talked to him. We talked and stuff. And then I started talking about I would love to have that house. Well, next thing I know, I see the old dude walk out to the front yard, pull that for rent sign and throw it in the garage. My girlfriend said, you think we got it? I said, nobody pulls the for rent sign out of the front yard if they're not going to give you the house. And it was just a simple little phrase. I said, if we could only find people to just take our money and give us the place. And that's what he did. 2 days later, we had to go down and give him the money. It was supposed to be $2,300 to move in because it was deposit, the rent, and a dog deposit, an animal deposit. For some reason, I got a feeling about the situation. My angel said, just go get $1,850. Don't worry about it. Just take $1,850 to him. It'll all work out. So I told her, go to the bank and take $1,850 out. We walked into the place, and I started pushing the issue, saying, oh, look at this place. It needs to be clean, that kind of stuff. You should knock some money off the rent. He said, no, I forgot this is a Ukrainian guy. They're a different kind of environment. He said, just take some newspaper and throw over it. It'll be okay. I was like, okay, this is not going anywhere. I know the angels told me this for a reason. And I even looked at my girlfriend. I said, you know something? I just feel like we're only going to pay $1,850 to move in here, not $2,300. She goes, you sure? Because he's not really working with us. So we just kind of gave up. Just kind of gave, you know, kind of let it go and just started really getting this place. Because it had wooden floors. It actually had stone tile in the kitchen, and just all these good things. We just kind of got caught up in the moment, and then we started saying we wanted to redo the kitchen floor. I wanted to paint the rooms. I wanted to paint the outside of the house. I just started talking about all this stuff, and the guy goes, my dad, he's over talking to his dad. I'm like, okay, what's going to happen now? He comes back and he says, my dad said if you're going to do all that work to the house, he says the $300 you owe him nothing. I said, bingo, there it was. It was just the idea that we were hanging on to it too tightly, trying to destructure it because of what the world tells us, not realizing that spirit and the angels and that kind of stuff, they want us to succeed, but they really don't need all those bearables. They just need to know what you want, and then you sit back and just let these things fall into place. I understand what you're saying. I'm just trying to make
it. It's funny because I've been looking. 2 months ago, I went to two open houses in the area that I want. And, you know, knowing that they were more than what I was just looking. Mm-hmm. Like that. And I came home and I even called my son because he's off at college. And I said, look at this house. And he Googled it, looked down the internet, and he was like, Mom, that's like the perfect house for you. That's like everything that you've always wanted. And I was like, yeah. I was waiting on, you know, for me to complete spending the money because I'm on this program. And I was like, well, if it's not that one, it's going to be another one, and that's the area that I'm going to move in. And he goes, you're going to like that, Mom. And I was like, I know. I'm going to be there, regardless of what everybody else is trying to tell me. That's where I'm going to be. Everything's going to fall into place. It always does. So I'm glad you said that because I did the visualization because I went there. I've gotten familiar. Every time I get a chance, I look on the internet at the streets and, you know, I look up and see what houses are for sale. So I'm already putting myself in that neighborhood.
That's good. Yes, like
so
I said before, just keep going.
Okay. Thank you again for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. And have a great night. I guess the rest of the weekend. I keep forgetting it's Saturday.
Yes.
Go have some fun. Relax. I always tell people, remember one thing. In the process of what's, like, if you're at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're sitting there worried about everything, stop and look at yourself and say, you know something? I can't make a decision or do anything at this moment, so what's the point of worrying? Let it go and go nap.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night. Let us know, okay?
I will. Do the same.
All right. Bye-bye now. Let's see. Let's go on to area code 843. 843, you're on the show. You're on the air. Welcome. How are you?
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good question. But I think we should talk about you because mine's too long of a story. Anyway. Dee, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your name?
My name is Pooja.
And how can we help you tonight?
I would love just a general reading, whatever's coming up.
So, what are you picking up, Dee? Tell her what you're picking up. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, no, I was trying to see if Dee's there. Okay. Dee, are you there? Hello? Hello? All right. We'll just go right into it. The situation. Okay. I always ask one question is give us some kind of direction. What has been the one thing to the forefront of your mind? What's the one thing that's been bugging you the most? Because you called for a reason. Everybody calls for a reason in this situation. We're looking for insight. So it's just one of those ways of giving us a direction because, you know, the general reading has a tendency sometimes people are going like 3 or 4 different directions. But there's always that one that stands out the most. So what is it with you?
I feel like there are like 4 or 5 things at once that are in transition.
Right.
So I don't even know how to ask because they're all of them are kind of I feel like everything's up in the air right now. And so that's why I was like, whatever just first comes up would probably be the thing I need to focus on most right now.
That was the thing I was thinking of the most because I really, realistically, that's what I was saying, going in many directions. And I would sit there and say 4 and 5 came to me. I wasn't sure which one it was. But then again, that goes along with the chaos. So I'm confused. What's going on? Transition. That was a good word because realistically, everything is in transition.
And yeah, it feels like everything, like career, spirituality, family, home move, love, everything is.
Well, the one thing I pick up the most that you should do is the one that stands out the most is spirituality. Working on the spirituality part will actually have a tendency to help you in the process of manifesting. I meant to say meditation and actually to obtain the answers you're looking for.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of things going on right now. And the idea of focusing on this thing, like I said before, the spirituality was the first thing that came through that would actually bring this situation where it's like the situation itself. How would you put this? It's like getting past all that, the outcome. The part where you're looking for is you're looking for a conclusion. And it seems like
looks for direction.
Yeah, because it seems like the spirituality was, see, like I was saying before in the early in the show, the idea of spirituality is the idea of finding oneself. in the process of finding oneself, you also find the answers, or realizing it's, they've always been within you. Because I was saying, we were talking about this before too, people are looking for love. And I said, stop looking. Because if you're looking for something, then more likely you haven't taken the time to find that love that you've been looking for within yourself. And there's a lot of chaos with that situation, and you just feel like the spirituality and finding things about yourself to love yourself unconditionally would also give you such a great grounding that these other situations would probably even take care of themselves, where the solutions and the answers you're looking for would, like some people call it, instantly manifest, instantly appear to you, or they would just resolve themselves. Because a lot of times in situations like this, the best thing to do is to let go, to let go of our controlling issues of thinking we have to do something physically, when it's just allowing it to happen.
I think that's the hardest part, is just allowing, because there's so many things that are in the air. And it's weird, because it's almost like I went from knowing exactly where everything was going to a place where, oh my gosh.
Things change very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things change very quickly. So therefore, you have to realize, too, that good or bad, they always happen quickly when we just let go and just allow them to unfold naturally. I feel like you've already put the thing out there.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like I already know what the next steps are going to be. It just feels like nothing's moving or nothing's shifting. And I feel like maybe there's an aha moment that I haven't gotten yet.
Well, I'm just saying, when the situation, I get the impression things are moving, but they're moving at such a slow pace right now, it gives the illusion that nothing's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like there's a lot, there's still things going on behind the scenes. And working with the spirituality and working with your angels, this will allow you to see that, okay? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Do you feel like that's happening for a reason, that things are going at a slower pace than they normally are? Is it so I get exactly what I want, or, like, what is it? I think I'm trying to figure out why it's going so slow. I'm usually, with the manifesting, I'm really quick. This has been the one thing where it's been like, okay, just wait.
The thing I picked the most is the ideal of letting go of old patterns, old expectations in favor of something new. Because like I was saying earlier in the show, when we talk about people want a relationship that's nothing like the one they just came out of. So when they get into that relationship, they want to look at that past relationship to figure it out, not realizing there's no similarity. So you can't use that. And a lot of times the reason a relationship would actually come to a standstill is still hanging on to the expectations from the last one. So it's when things start moving very fast, it's because you have let go and let down your resistance. So therefore, divine timing kicks in, and things start moving a whole lot quicker.
Okay, so let go of resistance?
Yeah, you let down your resistance. See, the resistance is when you start questioning it, or you try to put it... How would you put this? It's like people have a tendency to go, okay, my expectations is it should start falling into place now. See, you're putting your own expectations on it when you should just allow it to happen. Because we're talking about bringing balance into one's life, and that's the idea of getting balance between structure and flow, being and doing, giving and receiving.
Mm-hmm.
To realize that not one is more important than the other. They're both mutually important to each other to actually keep the flow of prosperity coming in your life. Once you come to those kind of things and you let down the resistance, you realize that all these things that are happening for you are in your best interest. So all your expectations is kind of like little blocks you need to just let go of and say, okay, just the ideal of what you want to happen is the solutions to what's going on. So you just kind of like, okay, I just let go of everything in favor of what's good for me. Like I was talking about before, I put that little phrase on the end of my manifestation where I say, this or something better, now manifest for me in totally, you know, satisfying, harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. Just sit there and look at that way. You see what's going on. It's not moving fast. I would like to see some visualization or some visual things of my manifestation or the answers. And then say to yourself, this or something better, now manifest for me in totally satisfying, harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. So there, that kind of actually gets things moving again.
Mm-hmm.
Or in this case, just pick up the pace.
So is that what you feel? You feel like it's just slow? Or Or is that supposed to be this case?
I feel like I feel like there's movement, but it's extremely slow. That it appears that it's not. It's like looking at, like when a planet goes retrograde, which means when you see it, it actually looks like it's going backwards, which is impossible. Mm-hmm. It's not, but it's an illusion because it's still going forward. It's the ideal of trying to get yourself in that situation. Just keep going forward, no matter what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Once you allow your, because it's like the life just keeps going. Because people sit and say, I need to motivate myself to keep going, not realizing, no, it's the ideal to jump back on the moving sidewalk of life and realizing the reason you don't feel like anything's moving because you're not. So it's like look around yourself and ask yourself, the easiest way to let go and let down the resistance is to start living your life. That's why I was talking about the spirituality part.
Yeah.
Have fun meditating. Go read some books. Work with your angels. Even to the simple point of walking to a grocery store and say, hey, should I buy the cupcakes or should I buy this? Angels, what do you think? So you're connecting with the realm all the time. And at the same time you're doing that, you're not focusing on those issues anymore. So you've let go of the resistance. You've let that down. And don't be surprised if you start getting solutions and opportunities and visuals that things are moving forward again.
It's really just forgetting it then.
Well, yeah, but in the process, it's easy to forget. If you just simply take the day and just be grateful for everything you have, make your intent to sit there and go, I'm thankful for this door being on its hinges. Even the simplest little thing, because every time you do that, your focus is away from what you were focusing on the first place. And it's always in gratitude that things start moving forward again and things start getting better and better and better. Because I did the same thing. I'm thankful for the roof over my head. I'm thankful for that spider in the corner. You know, just everything that crosses your path can be such an enjoyable thing if we just allow it to be. And that's what I'm saying. The day I got the solution to my situation when I was freaking out for 3 days, and it was kind of funny that I just let down the resistance and just said, you know something, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to go to the gym, and I'm going to take a walk, or I'm just going to do something. I'm going to enjoy today. In the process of doing that, my intuition kicked in. I was directed to go to a person to help me with the situation, and the process of letting down my guard, my resistance to do that, because the day before I didn't want to do that, but it came to me again. So I listened and said, okay, that keeps coming to me a couple more times. Let's just follow through and see what happens. It's almost like it was almost like the one variable that broke the floodgate. And next thing I know, not just that person helped me out, but then I got some other readings and made like $250 in 2 hours. When I've been sitting here waiting three days for the solution, not realizing I was just hanging on to it too tightly to get any more movement or even a solution. And once I just sit here and said, it was another thing, listening to my guides too, sitting there going, you need to completely let go. I'm like, I have. They said, well, rethink it. Ask yourself, if you're still dwelling on it, have you not, realistically, you have not let go of it. So I said, okay. So what was the easy way of doing that was to go to the gym. Focus on doing a little curls. It was kind of funny, just that one moment of letting down the resistance opened up so much and so quickly. I thought it was, you know, it's wild too, because it takes you back to memories when you've done that before in the past. And you're asking yourself, how come I couldn't allow myself to do it again? And then you just did.
Okay.
So try those things. I mean, like I tell everybody else, if it's just simply breathing, sit down there and breathe about 3 times and just keep saying, let go. Let go and just feel yourself and your body letting go.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see something that day, more likely that you're going to see the movement again.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. And definitely give us a call back and tell us how things are going too, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Where am I? All right, okay. I'm going to pop in here at, and away we go, watching the little snake chase his tail. Area code 315, are you there? Let's see, let's refresh for a second. Hello, area code 315. I was just checking with you to see if you wanted to get on the air to get a question answered. If not, I'm sorry if I bothered you. waiting for something to happen here. No? Area code 315, are you there? Okay. Let's go to 720. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi there. Is this Donnie?
This is Donnie. How are you?
Oh, hi, Donnie. I'm doing good, thank you. I got your name from Avatar, and my name is Jill, and I would like to know what you see as far as past and past for me, please.
Okay. So, Jill, where are you calling from? Colorado, right?
Colorado, yes. Mm-hmm.
So how far are you from me? You live in Colorado. I live in Manitou Springs.
Oh, do you? That's about 40 minutes from me.
Okay.
I'm up in the Westminster area.
Oh, okay. No, I was just thinking about the past life thing and the idea of actually sitting down and doing a session face-to-face. I like doing it that way because it seems like it gets going, but I can still pick some things up for you, but it just...
Oh, I definitely like to do something face-to-face as well.
Okay, no problem, because, I mean, I love doing my show, but I've already had some people come to me already, and it's like you get that fever. You're like, oh, I love this, because when I lived here before, I used to have a shop in Manitou Springs where I would sit down and work with people one-on-one. That just took on a life of its own where you're like, okay, the phone work is just not that fun anymore. Anyway, but...
Yeah, definitely.
So let me ask you one question. With the situation, I feel like a lot of connections with you, but I see that another reason why I would like to do a real person one, because I feel like a 90-minute session, because I see, when I look at you, I see many doors. When I see many doors, that means many past lives. And the idea of exploring each and every one of those situations is because of all the issues that are happening with you now, that you've come to the point right now where you want to start letting go of things one by one.
Yes, I do.
And it was one
I
of those...
I would like to...
Go ahead.
Yes?
No, go ahead. Sorry.
I would like to know more about my past lives and so forth. And yes, I've had many. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're actually looking at about 11.
About 11?
Today's one of those 11 days, too. I went to the store with $11, got back exactly 11 cents and change, and I'm like, okay, and I see 11 with you. So it's amazing how I start seeing things before I actually meet people.
I had 11 cents and change.
Yes.
That's the truth. I had a dime, and I just found a penny on my walk.
Yeah, so when you start to look at the situation and go, okay, what's that mean? It's the idea of what we were talking about before about a one-on-one sitting down working with the situation of going through these things one by one. And because the first thing that came to me was the biggest thing that came across is the idea of wanting more and being traced back to an Egyptian past life
yeah.
where you had so much that you're coming to this point going, okay, what's up? I should be well taken care of. What is going on? Why do people keep dropping the ball? And it's the idea of realizing in that past life that you were also taking care of yourself.
Yes.
You know, because sometimes
people do feel a very strong connection with the Egyptian. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And, I'm involved with someone who is Egyptian. And I know that I had a past life. And I had a vision of where it was with the pyramids and things.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of would like to know more.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know more.
Tune in tomorrow. No. Anyway. No, the one thing I get the most there is the idea. Well, what we do is we'll to make a chance to sit down and work with each other. But for this moment, the Egyptian thing keeps being the one that comes across the quickest. And actually picked up the idea of being a princess. Very.
Yes.
Yes. It's like you get the situation of being very provocative. Very seductive, but also the guy you're involved with was actually one of your servants.
He's what? I'm sorry?
He was one of your servants.
Oh. that's kind of apropos. Okay, I can say it. He always tells me he's here to serve me. That's what he
yeah.
tells me.
How can
yes.
you get... there's a confirmation for you, right?
That is, definitely. He's so right on.
So, you know, the situation and stuff, and you know, it's, I mean, shoot, that, to tell you the truth, it was almost like a kiss-ass brutality. So it's like, that's what, so that yeah. was very strong with the situation and what's going on. Being a man who has that kind of foundation of service, so tracing mm-hmm. it back. Solitude.
Yeah, I'm tracing it back, and yes. And I feel like I'm meant to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that's how my path is going to go. And I'm not sure when I will get to Egypt, you know, things like this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's one of those things, too, to talk about allowing. Because, you know, the reason I was started going that one the most is the idea of being and doing. Because the idea when you get a prompting or guidance that says you should do this and do it to your fullest. But to sit there and ask yourself, what should I do? More likely there's no guidance being given to you because on that situation. So therefore, you just allow it to be what it is and enjoy it.
Yes, and that's what I'm trying to do is just enjoy what I have now and be thankful. And
mm-hmm.
I count all of my blessings, and I feel I'm very blessed. And I'm grateful, and I have gratitude, and
that's the thing.
Enjoy helping others. And it's mm-hmm. just where I'm at, you know. And I've always been that way. I march to a different drum ever since I was little.
I would sit there and say that when you were younger, past lives were a whole lot more detailed.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Many things jumped out at me for past lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I would like to explore more of them, and I'd like to understand more of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually eager, and I feel now is the time for me to be doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know the person that I'm involved with. He doesn't quite feel the same way. So.
Mm-hmm. He does or he doesn't?
He does not. He does at times, but then he does not because he feels, why should I need to find out about those things now that I have found him? And he knows that he was with me back
mm-hmm.
then. He's just
well, yeah.
as, I feel, just as strong as I am.
Well, it's like astrology. We all know about astrology. But it still enables us to actually get to know the person we're with because of the knowledge of having that. So
yeah,
past lives
is
about the same thing too, you know, looking at the situation, why are you confused? I mean, there could have been things that are actually tied to that time too as well. I mean, because you sit and think about the situation of the two connecting in that past life. One was of, you know, one was of service and one was of being served. And we know for a fact in the idea of being a princess, more likely you were connected to a pharaoh. So therefore, there are certain parameters you just don't violate. And maybe in the situation of violating those parameters, somebody lost their head. So therefore,
yeah.
there could be confusion. I'll give you an example. I had a past life, too, where this girl was scared to death of me all the time. You just feel the connection and stuff. And then when we did a past life, we found out in the process of being married to a prince, a princess, or even a queen, that this person who was this queen part, I fell in love with the servant woman, which is the woman who was scared of me now. It was the servant. Well, the princess or the queen thought she would still be a threat as long as she was still alive. So they took the steps to actually take that person out, and she lost her head. It's easy to take a look at situations of people. There's usually some really phenomenal lines on your neck or on your hands where you've lost body parts in past lives that would help you understand it. Or if a person has a personality now where they're constantly losing their head about stuff, that can also be
yes.
traced back to a past life.
Yes, this is very true.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. When I do have my visions and dreams and so forth, they're very vivid and
mm-hmm.
they tell a lot. And I try to pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I can resolve a few things, but there are times where I cannot resolve what has been put before me. And then I feel that that person goes away and it is not my place to pursue it any longer.
Mm-hmm. It's a realization to come back. if they do?
Yes. Yes. And then there are those who have crossed over who come, who ask for my help or who are about to cross over and they ask for help.
Oh, wow.
And so I do try to help, but I can only help to a certain extent, and I take them as far as I'm permitted to, and then that's it. So, and I ask my guardian and the angels to take them the rest of the way.
That's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at the situation. Your dog seems to be a very picky dog.
Yes.
Yeah, she's like, almost like, is she, right?
Yes.
Because I was like, she is a person who wants attention.
So I was just sitting saying hi to her.
Oh, thank you. I nicknamed her Lover Bugger.
Oh, okay. So,
but her name is Heidi. So.
Oh, Heidi.
I think she should be named something differently. Different, but that
right.
is her name. And, so yes, she requires all of my attention.
So, if you'd like to sit down and work, just let's get a chance to talk and set up an appointment where you can actually sit down and talk face to face. Right now, it's one of those situations that I'm trying to. To me, I'm getting a prompting to actually take a break because my head is starting a little pounding on one side. We've been doing nothing but straight readings for almost 2 hours and a half.
Oh my goodness.
And
that is something else.
Dee is one of those people who has a tendency to say, I agree with you. So as you know.
mm-hmm.
I know
mm-hmm.
I get pretty
yeah.
I know I get pretty in depth with the situations and really readings and stuff like that, but you know, I like to have a little bit of controversy sometimes of people's opinions, and she does from time to time, but then I don't know what happened to her at the last part of the show. I think maybe she had a phone call or something. She has some situations going on. So I was like, okay, she disappeared. I was, you know, I thought I'll back off for a minute and give her some time to say some things, but she's not here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh my goodness, it's not good.
No problem. But like, do you need the phone number or anything to call me tomorrow?
Yes, I would need a phone number.
All right, the number is
because I have the one. Yes, go ahead.
The number is 740-500-8863.
Okay. All right. 740-500-8863.
That's it.
Okay. All righty. And I will definitely give a call. When is a good time to be calling then?
Oh, tomorrow you're on the same timeline as I am, so 2 o'clock would be good.
Okay. All right. I will do that then, Donnie.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you so much. And I hope your head gets a little bit better.
Oh, well, it's just the idea of taking a break, get some water, get some fluids. I'll be good.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, then I will talk to you then.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Donnie.
You're welcome.
Have a good
bye-bye
night.
Bye-bye, Dan. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's see here. Okay, guys, we're winding down and we're heading out of here. And you know, it's like if you want to contact me for readings, please call me at 740-500-8863 or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We have manifestation meditations where you can get 5 sessions for only $75. They're actually about 25 to 30 minutes long, so that's a really great deal. We also have the 90-minute sessions where you can buy them as a block, too, where you get 4 90-minute sessions for only $150, which they actually go for $135 a piece. So keep that in mind, too. We also have a dollar special where if you want a 75-minute reading, it's only going to cost you $75. So it's a dollar per minute. So definitely give us a call at 740-500-8863. You can also contact my girlfriend, too. Her name is April Angel Medium, who's on the show from time to time. You can go and call her at 919-600-1904, or you can contact her through her website at aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. And we're going to be seeing you all later. We'll be here tomorrow night, Sunday at 6 p.m. Mountain Time for, I think, a two-hour show. So join us on that one if you want to get a couple questions answered. Just give us a call at 646-721-9031 when you call in and push 1 to get on the show, get your questions answered. And as we always say, after every show, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Give love where love is given, and give love to everyone who crosses your path. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We're going to leave you with a nice little song saying, Boston, don't look back.